Expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
AM 760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Tight security as accused bomb plotters head to court. JonBenet Ramsey suspect goes before a judge.
If John Mark Carr waives extradition, today's hearing should be nothing more than a formality.
Bitter testimony at the Saddam trial. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Off to court this morning in London for some of the suspects in the alleged airliner bombing plot British authorities cracked earlier this month. CBS News reporter Larry Miller has the latest.
A police convoy taking 11 suspects to their first court appearance, essentially an arraignment hearing where they confirm their names and hear the charges. Among them, a young couple with an 8-month-old baby, a 17-year-old too young to be named, and a medical student. Among the charges, conspiracy to commit murder and preparing acts of terrorism. Police say they have discovered bomb-making equipment and a vast amount of other evidence, yet the investigation continues. They're still digging up the woods in High Wycombe, 35 miles from London. It's believed detonators have already been found there. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington, responding to the latest bomb plot. U.S. and European security agencies want wider screening of international airline passenger itineraries and other files. The New York Times reports Homeland Security is negotiating with other countries on sharing passenger records. RAND analyst Brian Jenkins assesses terror network capabilities.
They are able to continue to communicate, continue to radicalize.
Jenkins says computers and other evidence seized from suspects in the latest plot should reveal more about the jihadist network, including connections between the groups and the leaders directing them. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, the man who claims involvement in the death of JonBenet Ramsey 10 years ago has a date today before a judge in Southern California. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is following the story in L.A.
He remains in custody. Today, John Mark Carr will be in court. Carr will have an extradition hearing. If he waives extradition, as many expect, Carr could quickly be on his way to the Boulder, Colorado County Jail. Meanwhile, Carr is adjusting to jail life. He's being kept in a 6-foot-by-9-foot cell. And the food, well, it's much different than the champagne Carr received on his business class flight from Thailand. The lunch menu yesterday.
A bologna sandwich, some carrots, and some fruit punch.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Well, now, Iraqi authorities are probing an alleged war crime. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman has that story from Baghdad.
Iraq now has its own investigative panel looking into the rape of this 14-year-old Iraqi girl and her murder, along with the murders of her sister and her parents, allegedly at the hands of 6 U.S. soldiers. One of them has since left the military. All of them have been arrested. The Americans, of course, have tried to say to the Iraqis these people will be brought to the full extent of the law if found guilty. But in Iraq, there's a great deal of pressure to have these soldiers somehow brought to justice through the Iraqi system. But so far, of course, that just isn't happening.
In a courtroom in Baghdad, day 2 of the second genocide trial of Saddam Hussein, today grim testimony from an Iraqi Kurd who says Saddam's air force dropped poison gas on his village. But aides to the fallen dictator told the court that Saddam was justified in his campaign against Kurdish rebels. Iran's promising a full response to a package of Western incentives to end its nuclear program. That reply is expected within half an hour. Middle East expert Micah Halpern says he's not expecting Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to abandon uranium enrichment, even in the face of potential international sanctions.
What he is going to do is he's going to take a stand about American policy. He's going to take a stand on his nuclear position. And that position is going to be the continuation of his uranium enrichment, because it's an issue of their destiny, their future.
It's 4 past the hour.
My name is Susan Sarandon. If a child goes missing, one of the most important tools for law enforcement is a recent photo. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and Duracell are working together on The Power of Parents, a program to help empower parents and guardians with important information like a free downloadable photo ID guide. Visit www.powerofparentsonline.com. Help prepare your family by keeping a recent ID photo of your child. It may be the most precious picture in your home.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Recovery efforts resuming this morning on a portion of the South Platte River for a man who authorities feel might have drowned last night. It happened around 7:30 in an area called the Chutes near South Santa Fe and Union. Investigators say the 28-year-old man was swimming with his 4-year-old son, 9-year-old stepson, and a babysitter. The boys were struggling in the water when Dad pulled them out, but then he lost his footing and disappeared. Detective John Holder says rescue crews called off their search about 11 o'clock last night.
They had 3 dive teams out who were searching the area of the Chutes for a couple of hours due to the darkness and making it difficult to find anything.
Holder says the current is swift and the water is up to 10 feet deep in some areas. An adult drowned in the same spot a year ago while body surfing. Vincent Margera, who appears on the MTV reality show Viva La Bam, is accused of groping a 14-year-old girl while signing autographs at an appearance in Lakewood. He was arrested Friday and held over the weekend. Margera, known by his nickname Don Vito, was in court yesterday to be advised of the investigation. A judge has set bond at $50,000. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And good morning. Everything along our metro highways looks great. Southbound 25 was restricted last night as they put those finishing touches on T-Rex for today's project completion and ribbon cutting, but all lanes back open now from Santa Fe to Hamden. Looking good, too, on I-70 both directions and 225 through the Tech Center. Your security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
New scandal. Renegade Mormons still cause occasional polygamy eruptions in rural Utah. Fundamentalists have their radical homophobes demonstrating at military funerals. But Islam's problem is that its renegades are led by educated Muslims who publicly embrace terrorism as a religious duty. Law-abiding Muslims in Britain may be tired of seeing police swarming their neighborhoods, But there is one thing that would be even worse for Islam, and that is if another one of these plots actually succeeded.
We've also found a number of video recordings. These are sometimes referred to as martyrdom videos.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
LeVar, I will do whatever it takes to get you to pitch for our team.
Well, sir, I've always wanted to be the go-to guy.
You want to be a relief pitcher? Fine.
No, sir, an account temp's financial specialist.
Account temp's?
Of course, I'll have to complete my accounting education.
Son, what are these account temp's guys offering you?
That I could join account temp's and play on the same team with Bob.
Bob? Who the heck is Bob?
Oh, sir, you may know baseball, but you sure don't know accounting.
Account temp's is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 22nd, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6, high today 87, and mostly sunny skies as the sun starts to come up here. On AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. I get, you know, getting emails from people, not a lot of emails, but I get some emails from people who are saying, you know, what's with that song, Jay? What's wrong? Don't you like Public Image Limited? You don't like it? I like that song. Should we have like a plebiscite? Should we have like a vote to determine what should be the theme song of the show? And then like we'll bring in several samples and then we'll decide? Or can we just live with this? Because I think it kind of spells out how I feel about things. That, and I used to get lectured by management about this, that I'm not always right. And I frequently can be wrong. And you know what? I'll tell you something else. When I have a day like yesterday and a day coming up like today where we're doing the Ed Schultz show again, you know, around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I start getting a little fuzzy. So, I don't know. It just seems to fit my persona. Okay, no JonBenet Ramsey this morning. Even though, once again, you know, you go to the Rocky Mountain News, you go to the Denver Post, and it's all over the place. But we're not going to do it. I'm not going to go near it. All right? 303-713-7600. We do have a lot of good stuff coming up this morning. David Sirota, our buddy David Sirota, who is the author of A Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Took Over the Government and How We Take It Back, is going to be here. And also, the executive director of the Progressive States Network, Joel Birkin, is going to join us. And that's in the 8 o'clock hour for the Wake Up Walmart campaign. Now, we've done stuff on Walmart on and off on this show over the last couple of years that we've been here. And we're going to do it again. There's a big Wake Up Walmart campaign going on. And there was an article in the New York Times last week, I believe it was, where Democratic candidates are starting to incorporate this whole Wake Up Walmart situation in their campaign, in their campaigns. And one of the people that was featured was a speaking engagement with Joseph Biden, who was talking about Walmart and how much Walmart pays its employees and the fact that most people can't live on what Walmart pays. So we'll have David Sirota in here. We'll ask him about the Lieberman-Lamont situation in which Joseph Lieberman is leading in the polls right now. And we'll get to this Wake Up Walmart situation. We'll talk about that Wake Up Walmart campaign, which is going on today in the state of Colorado. And this is put on by the Progressive States Network. And we'll find out, too, more about the Progressive State Network. And that ought to be pretty good. That's between 8 and 9 this morning. And then after 9 o'clock, of course, we'll go to open phones. All right, it's 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. I got this story that I found on ABC News. I actually found this story yesterday but couldn't get to it. I didn't find it yesterday morning, so it's not fair of me to say that I found it, that I had it yesterday morning and then just didn't get to it. But I really couldn't do it on the Schultz Show yesterday afternoon. You know, his show, the way his show's structured, you more or less can give general thoughts during the first 15 minutes of the show, the first 16 minutes of the show, and then he takes callers from all over the country, and then they talk about whatever they want to talk about. So it's one gigantic, huge open phone type thing. But yesterday we were talking about Hillary Clinton, and we were talking about the flag-burning amendment. And you know what? People burning flags are few and far between in this country. I mean, it doesn't really happen very much. But here's a case of a middle school teacher who burned two American flags as part of a civic lesson, and this teacher has been removed from the classroom. Dan Holden, a 7th grade social studies teacher at Stewart Middle School, this is in Louisville, Kentucky, burned the flags Friday as a part of a lesson on freedom of speech. Jefferson County School spokeswoman Lauren Roberts said the students were asked to write an opinion paper on the flag burning. The burning did not appear to be politically motivated, she said. Holden, who has taught in the district since 1979, has been reassigned to non-instructional duties while the incident is under investigation. Roberts said at least one parent complained to the district. Certainly we're concerned about the safety aspect, Roberts said, along with the judgment of using that type of demonstration in a class. Pat Summers, whose daughter was in Holden's class, said more than 20 parents showed up at the school Monday upset over the incident. So my question is, do you think this teacher should have been removed from the classroom for burning these American flags as a lesson in free speech? Or was the school right in removing him? Or is it better to teach kids? And we ought to be thinking about this as a public in general, I think, that free speech is often very, 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 very painful. That with free speech, you often hear people say things that you don't particularly care for, that you don't particularly like. And now, more than ever in this country, we're in a huge battle for ideas. We're more polarized now than we've ever been. We've talked about that on the air. There are polls out that prove this. So you're going to hear people who are going to have differing opinions on what you've got, and they make you wince. You know, you say to yourself, God almighty, how can they talk like that? But this is bringing, kind of real-world politic into the classroom. Now, the safety aspect of it, to me, is ridiculous. I mean, you don't think this teacher was going to, set the classroom on fire, for God's sakes. And it doesn't say in here how big the flags were or what the story was. He had the students write an opinion about the flag burning. So they had a choice. They had a chance. They had a chance to express their viewpoints about it. Do you think he should be removed from the classroom for having burned the flags? You know what? My first immediate opinion is no. I don't think he should. I think it's innovative. And I think it proves a point that free speech can often be painful. And you know what? When it comes to the painfulness of free speech, there are a lot of people in this country who have a very, very low threshold when it comes to this. And I've wanted to talk about this forever and a day on the air, but I'm going to put it in as a little bit of a sidecar here about there are varying ways to control free speech. And one of the things that you get when you object to what somebody has said, particularly if you find it offensive, you're being politically correct. No, not really. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to say what you think. I'm not saying that what you said should be outlawed. But what I am saying is I have a right to stand up and go, wait a minute, I don't particularly like that, and I don't care for it. And I don't choose to listen to it and don't want it done in my presence. But I'm not talking about censorship. 303-713-7600, I got four open lines. Should the teacher be ejected? And how about if it was your child that was in school, came home and said, Mom, Dad, my teacher burned two American flags as a lesson in free speech and had us write opinions on it. What do you think about it? Would you march down to the school and demand that the teacher be ejected? Would you demand that the teacher be kicked out? I know it's early in the morning, but get off your half moons and get plugged into the program here at 303-713-7600. 7600. And you know what? If you don't call, that's fine, because I can keep talking. I got plenty to say about this subject. 619, 19 minutes after 6 here on AM 7.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Guy, and he believes in and supports this radio station. He's got years of personal injury experience, and Mike Turner is fearless. He fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner are reachable at 303-300-1661. That's 300-1661, 303-300-1661, or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Our children are our future. We're the Urban League of Metropolitan Denver, and we're expanding our 60-year legacy by giving our children a free, cutting-edge online education.
It creates an individual learning plan for the students.
By partnering with local churches and Hope Online, we're offering customized learning for students K-5 through 12. Give your child hope.
Come check out Hope. Give Hope a chance.
Visit DenverUrbanLeague.org. For details, call the Urban League at 303-388-5861, extension 115.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut in any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee. Get what fits.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Maybe we should change that to, while they're talking about John Michael Carr, we're talking about what's going on in the real world. 23 minutes after 6, high today, 87, mostly sunny. We should play Neil Young all morning this morning. I'm just in the mood for some Neil Young. We're talking about this middle school teacher who burned two American flags in Kentucky as part of a civics lesson. That teacher has been removed. He's been removed from the classroom. Do you agree with that, yes or no? Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I think it was the perfect civics lesson on free speech. Not because he burned the flags, but because about an angry mob showed up and he got hauled out of class. I mean, can you imagine being one of the kids in that class and seeing that? I mean, that's a lesson where free speech is today.
Yeah, that's a really good observation on your part. That's exactly right. And you know what? I have argued. I don't want to use the word argued. I've discussed passionately with various callers on this show. Some of them have been conservatives who have snuck through, and that's fine. I welcome them coming here about this whole thing, about how we do not, you know, that we do not decide civil liberties, we do not decide free speech, we do not decide things like the Fourth Amendment by mob hysteria or by, you know, we don't put these things up for a vote. And I think what you're saying is really is a good point.
Well, we do put them up for a vote in our system, and you know they put protections in against mob rule. You know that the minority always has a voice, and I believe in terms of popular opinion that the authoritarian right is a minority and they need to be protected, but their behaviors are wrong. You know, I would never burn a flag. I love my country, except. I think it's specified in the Boy Scout manual that that's the way that you dispose of an old flag. So where's that in the discussion? Does anyone talk about the fact that the only way to properly dispose of a flag is to burn it? Where is that in our discussion?
Yeah, well, that never enters in. And what I meant by being up for a popular vote is we don't vote on the First and Fourth Amendments to the Constitution. As much as there are people out there, particularly people in the authoritarian right, who would like to put that stuff up for a vote. We don't vote on that. And free speech is painful. And a lot of times, as I said in the opening, you're going to hear stuff you don't like. You're going to see stuff you don't like. But you know what? Better to teach those kids now about the meaning of it than to not teach them at all. And you're right. 20 parents showing up demanding something be done teaches those kids the wrong lesson. Steve, thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. And by the way, my vote is for the pill. I think it's absolutely perfect for what you do.
Thanks.
I think this, I don't know if you remember or if it was like this for you back in the 70s when you were in school or the 60s, but I can remember that I had some teachers who were a little out there, but they got my attention by doing things a little differently. Other than just standing up there and saying, blah, 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 blah. You know, I think that what this guy has done is he got his students' attention. The last caller was absolutely right because people don't seem to remember what it was like. I grew up on a military base, so we were really particular about how the flag was treated. You don't fly the flag all day long. You don't fly torn flags. So if we're going to be so persnickety about burning flags, then we're not supposed to burn. We're not supposed to have them flying every single day of the year. That's what Flag Day is for. I think this is just such a big non-issue for people to get their panties in a knot about flag burning. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, first of all, as I said in the beginning, not that many flags are burned in this country. That's number one. So I agree with you on the point that we don't need legislation, and that legislation in the Senate is bogus, and it's a distraction of from what's really going on. But the other thing is, your point about the teacher, is real well taken. I think all of us who went through grade school, high school, we remember teachers who were innovative, challenging, who tried to do things differently, and yeah, they got our attention, and then we remember those who went in, and basically their whole thing was they just taught by the book and didn't really put much imagination into it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ones either you don't remember or you remember them because you were supremely bored by them.
Exactly.
And so here's a guy who goes into the classroom. He decides to put on a dramatic demonstration illustrating your right of free speech in this country. He doesn't venture or give a political viewpoint, but he does what I think is like the best thing, which is he says to the students, here, you know what, you write an opinion on this, you know, you come up with an answer, you think for yourself, and he's in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's ridiculous.
Yep, I agree. I agree 100%. And I think that if people are going to be out there complaining about flag burning. Let's hope that they're not the people who are flying their flags day in and day out, because we're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah, maybe we need a flag police in this country, do you think?
Well, either that or we need flag education. You know, did you have flag monitors when you were in school?
No. Not that I remember. I don't remember. You know what? I don't remember. Here's the thing I remember from being in school, being in high school. You know, the big thing then was that Abby Hoffman showed up one day at his conspiracy trial in Chicago in front of Judge Julius Hoffman wearing a flag shirt.
That's right.
And everybody went crazy over that and went nuts.
Yeah.
Now you see those things being sold in the stores.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and that's not all that they're making into flags or making into the flag into. It's not just shirts. But I remember flag monitors when I was a kid. There were people who were designated to go out, raise the flag in the morning, and then at the end of the school day, they took the flag down. It had to be folded in a particular way. And if at any point the flag touched the earth, it had to be burned.
Yeah. I've heard that, too. I've heard that, too. Hey, Sandy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600. So if this were your kid's teacher and he burned a couple of flags in school and then had your son or your daughter write a paper on it to demonstrate free speech, would you go down to the school and demand that the teacher be kicked out of the classroom, removed from the classroom? I would give the teacher a medal for being innovative and for teaching kids that free speech is can sometimes be painful. And where do we ever get the notion in this country that free speech is painless? Whoever fostered that idea? Three lines open at 303-713-7600, and it's 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7. So I thought, Gina, that T-Rex was supposed to be done today. And I go to get on the university exit, and it's blocked. It's closed. What happened there?
Well, they're finishing up the T-Rex project.
Oh, so it's supposed to be finished today.
Yes.
It's not officially done today.
Well, we're hearing a little bit of both. But hopefully, after 10 o'clock today, we're going to see all the ramps reopen, especially along I-25, after the official ribbon cutting.
When are they doing the official ribbon cutting?
I think it's going to be around 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, great. Just where are they going to do it at?
You know, I'm not sure of those details just yet. Why, did you want to be there?
No, but I want to take I-25 home, and I don't want to hit the governor or anybody on the way home. All right, what's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, we need to watch out for some major braking right now. We just had a major rollover crash westbound I-70 at Federal, so that's likely to tie you up there for just a bit. Right out of Westminster, seeing some slower speeds, Highway 36, usual stretch there eastbound from Federal to Pecos, and we've got a lot of folks now on southbound 25 at 84th, and of course 225 for your northbound commute there at Mississippi. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny, warm and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Currently, it's 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out what it means to live remarkably. Come to Anthem Colorado at Broomfield's grand opening featuring free entertainment and activity.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive.
Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Bank, we've been there too. So when you apply for a loan with us, you'll get a decision in a matter of days. When you call us with a question or a request, you won't get a menu of options. You'll get an experienced banker who understands your business. And when you open an account, you'll have a dedicated banker who can provide financing advice and recommend cash management tools to save you time and money.
Citywide Banks really knows my business, and that's why they're the right bank for me.
Discover business banking with the human touch. Citywide Banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 635. 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock, high today 87, mostly sunny skies. And we're talking about this middle school teacher who burned two American flags as part of a civic lesson. This has happened in Louisville, Kentucky. He's been removed from the classroom. Dan Holden, a 7th grade social studies teacher at Stewart Middle School, burned the flags Friday as part of a lesson on freedom of speech. Jefferson County school spokesperson Lauren Roberts said that the students were asked to write an opinion paper on flag burning, and the burning did not appear to be politically motivated. Holden, who's taught in the district since 1979, has been reassigned to a non-instructional duties. While the incident is under investigation, Robert said at least one parent complained to the district. 20 parents showed up at the school Monday, upset over the incident. Do you think that these parents should be upset? Do you think that this guy should be removed from the classroom? Yes or no? 303-713-7600, and I don't think he should be. And you know what? As I said, going into the traffic there, free speech is not painless. And where do we as Americans get this idea that it is painless, that we expect it to be painless? And anything that we don't want to hear, anything that's inconvenient, we immediately move to stifle it. I think there's no better, you know, example of that. There's no better example of a bunch of narrow-minded people who don't permit freedom of speech and who would force somebody to conceal their viewpoint than what happened to the Dixie Chicks. That's a perfect example about how they can't get any airplay in country radio because the listeners of Willie FM and KYGO haven't forgiven them. Well, excuse me. How about celebrating the idea that we live in an environment where Natalie Maines can get up and make those statements about the President of the United States, or that a teacher can do this in a classroom and spur, you know, kids on to think about things? I mean, he wasn't even giving his opinion. I mean, this isn't even shades of Jay Benish. Let's go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I think you should keep the pill. I have another vote for the pill.
All right, good, cool. We're keeping the pill.
Okay. Yeah, free speech is a tough one, isn't it? I mean, you know, we have the First Amendment, and it's kind of abstract. There are obviously rules that say you can't yell, you know, fire in a crowded movie theater, and you can't use fighting words unless, you know, there are consequences and stuff. But if that isn't the case here, then the law applies where he's able to express himself, right?
I would assume that what he would do is, unless he's the type who doesn't want to, who doesn't want to rock the boat, I assume that he would go to the ACLU.
Well, right, and this is why the ACLU exists. But you know, he's expressing himself. He's teaching a class. He's making a point. Isn't there some leeway within, you know, that context? In other words, I guess what I'm saying is, it's always convenient for the authoritarian right wing, you know, the extremists, to say, oh, well, you know, the law applies, except in this case. You know, I'll give you an example. I have a neighbor who 6 months after Ronald Reagan's death, still had his flag at half-mast. Now, it's disrespectful. What if I raised a mob at his workplace and got him reassigned to different duties or got him fired? You know, and is he going to do that again? Is his free speech chilled then? Is he apt to, you know, express himself in the same way? Are his neighbors going to do the same thing? Or is everybody going to be saying, oh, you know, gee, we ought to be really careful about what we say now?
Well, you'd be chilling his, you'd be chilling his free speech.
Right, we'd be freezing it solid. Exactly. So, you know, the whole point of the First Amendment is we need to be free to be able to express ourselves.
Plus, you know what?
If we see other people doing that, we need to follow, you know, their example and say, if they can do it, I can do it. If they can't do it, then maybe I can't as well.
And plus the other idea of what one of the previous callers said, what an innovative way to teach kids that free speech is not painless. I mean, that you're going to see things and you're going to have people do things.
Right.
That, I mean, they're going to say things that they have a right to say as long as it's not injurious to anybody's health, and that frequently you're not going to like what they have to say, but that's what we're supposed to have in this country. Is some kind of battle of ideas going on here.
Exactly.
And all this guy was doing was telling those kids, look, I'm not telling you whether it's right or wrong. I'm asking you to think for yourself and write an opinion about free speech and what it means. And I think the teacher ought to be given a medal.
Well, I think that free speech, if it's more controversial, should have more protection. And maybe that sounds odd to someone who is a concrete thinker, who's, you know, an authoritarian person who thinks, you know, there's black, there's white, there's right and wrong, shouldn't burn the flag. Well, great. Then if you can't burn the flag, as, you know, your other caller stated, then how do you dispose of one?
Well, how about this idea? How about this idea? How about if somebody stands out on Arapaho there in Boulder, or stands out on Colfax or Colorado Boulevard in Denver, or university, and burns a flag, basically what they're doing is they're defeating their own point, because people are going to look at them and think they're idiots.
Right. It shows that someone who is irrationally, you know, destroying a symbol of someone's belief system, in this case, you know, national belief system, well, you know...
I mean, it's self-defeating.
It's unclear as to exactly what their point is. So people are going to look at that and go, oh, well...
Yeah, you know, idiot.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Standing on the side of the road, idiot. I mean, it's self-defeating.
You know.
Christian, thank you, man.
Yeah,
appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Jack in Arvada. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just wanted to point out that it's a couple things. And number one, that it's ironic that he may have actually ended up teaching these kids that we don't have free speech.
Yeah.
And secondly,
you're right that as Frank Zappa used to say, there's the brain police.
That's right. The thought police are at work. The whole thing is really ludicrous because I have seen candles, big candles for sale. I think it was at Kmart. They were candle flags. Now, wouldn't you be burning a flag if you lit that candle?
You know, come to think of it, I've seen those too.
And also, what about postage stamps? Would you throw them away? They're burned. So would the thought police, therefore, be at your trash can site saying, are you having evil thoughts while you're burning those flag postage stamps? Are you having negative thoughts about the flag? If so, then we need to call the other thought police there and have you arrested for that. What about burning flags of other countries? Is that something these people are concerned about?
No, you know what? No, I'd be willing to bet that if you say, for instance, burned a flag of Iran or burned a flag, and there were several demonstrators that were doing this during the height of the immigration hysteria, burning a Mexican flag, no one would care. No one would say word one, but they will about an American flag. And you know something? Seeing somebody burn an American flag is not a pleasant sight. It's not a nice sight. But that's what free speech is all about, because I challenge anybody out there to show me where burning an American flag, short of setting somebody's house on fire or setting somebody else on fire, show me where that's injurious to anybody. It's injurious to their sensibilities, but things happen every single day that are injurious to your sensibilities, and at some point you got to, you turn away. I mean, you just ignore it.
Well, yeah. The whole thing, once they start if they ever pass such an amendment and they start going after people who are burning flags, are they going to extradite people from Iran or other countries or Europe if they burn American flags over there? They couldn't afford to do that.
Well, it would apply to U.S. citizens only, and it's a ridiculous cost to prosecute somebody over it. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, how could they make it a crime for U.S. citizens but not a crime for other citizens?
Because we have no control over what other citizens do in other countries. Our laws don't always apply to them. Although this administration, I think, at times. Would like our laws to apply to them. Jack, I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. One line open at 303-713-7600, 645, 50 minutes after 7. Maybe I'll just go out back at the radio station and set myself on fire. You know, that'd only be hurting myself, right? John Turk can do the rest of the show. Hey, we got Christy Harvey coming up at 7 o'clock from the Center for American Progress. We're going to go over George Bush's news conference yesterday. Don't forget, Wake Up Walmart with David Sirota. That's coming up between 8 and 9. And after 9 o'clock, it's open phones. Thanks for being here.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Westbound I-70, really the problem spot for you right now at Federal. We had a rollover crash there. Police and rescue are on scene, and it's definitely blocking your left and center lanes. So be prepared to move right to get around that. You may just want to seek an alternate completely around this. Everything else looking good around the metro. Just keep in mind that 225 for northbounders starting to pick up right now at Mississippi. But no delays right now through the tech center along I-25. Today, weather, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Currently, it's 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Same AAA that saves you on the road can save you money at over 80,000 merchants. While traveling, show your card and save.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM. And try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
This is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:49, 49 minutes away from 7 o'clock. High today, 87. Mostly sunny. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about this school teacher, middle school teacher in Louisville, Kentucky. Dan Holden is his name. He got booted from the classroom for lighting two American flags on fire and then having the students write an opinion about it. There was no political message. He didn't deliver any political message. But he got booted nevertheless, which I think is absolutely and completely wrong. Let's go to Kurt in Denver. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, good. You do a great job, Jay. You're a great host, and you're a dynamic host, and it's a good show. And I got to say that, you know, kind of discussing the issues of, you know, flag burning, gay marriage, all these issues on a program like yours, it's a little bit superfluous, don't you think?
Not in the least, and I'll tell you why I don't think it's superfluous.
Okay, go ahead. I got another part of the question.
Okay.
Please, go ahead.
All right. The reason it's not superfluous is because we live in a society where somehow we have gotten the idea, and there are people out there who don't understand this, that the First Amendment, which our forefathers and probably people in your own family fought very hard to uphold and to keep and to cherish. We're living in a society now where people have this idea that free speech should be painless, and that if somebody does something that they find to be patently offending, the first thing that they want to do is they want to rush off, and they either want to regulate it or they want to run off, and they want to establish a law to stop it.
I agree that it's important.
And you know what? We have to stand up. I don't care whether you're on the left, you're on the right, or you're in the middle. We have to stand up and we have to say, look, you know something? Enough is enough. And more than that, we got to start teaching our kids that through the course of your lifetime, man, you're going to hear stuff that is not going, you're not going to like it. But you know what? Unless somebody harms you directly, they have the perfect right to say it.
I agree. And I also think at the same time, bringing this around just here in the last 30 minutes, I think you and the last three or four callers have pretty much hit this one out of the park. I mean, I think it's been thorough, and if you believe you need to go on about it, I hear you. It's your show, but just letting you know, I think that we get it and we agree. I mean, we agree completely, thoroughly. And I have one other point, and this is something that comes up off and on, and I just would really be interested to get your take on it. I'd really, really love to hear what you and a few of the other people on Air America have to think about this. But I'm kind of just want to discuss for just a 30-second, just a moment, the Lebanon issue and the Israelis. And ultimately, the question I've got for you and the take I'm curious about is this. When the Lebanese and when Hezbollah uses guerrilla tactics like any guerrilla army, the whole concept there, I think, is to kind of dare the bigger force to come and fight man-to-man. And to then take advantage of like tactical advantages like geography and that sort of thing, environment. And so it's curious to me. I don't really hear much of this in the news, the discussion that just because Hezbollah is daring the Israelis to fire back into civilized areas, does that mean that that's Israel's only military option in those circumstances? I mean, don't they have the option of just seriously dropping special forces in and trying to actually root out the Hezbollah one by one, which is exactly what the Prime Minister of Lebanon invited them to do after their first day of carpet bombing Lebanon. He said, if you want Hezbollah, why don't you come get them? And just because you think they're hiding behind an apartment building doesn't really mean you should probably destroy everybody in the apartment building. That's the whole point. I mean, so what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's valid. I mean, I think that at various times they've tried that, and it hasn't been... It hasn't been successful, but I think it's valid, and I think that if you read the Israeli press, I mean, there's a great deal of criticism about the idea of trying to root out Hezbollah using an air war only, that they should have involved ground troops a lot earlier. The ground troops should have used in the very, very beginning of the thing, and the Israelis themselves are not happy with the outcome, and there's a couple of reservists that are quoted on the wire this morning as saying that the Israeli government and that the Israeli government showed a lack of leadership and planning, and that that Omar showed lack of leadership. So I think, yeah, I think that's very, very, I think it's very, very valid. I think it's a very valid criticism.
Well, but and isn't that the term that all the neocons are using? Well, not just neocons, but people that are vehemently supportive of Israel, which I'm not knocking them, but people certainly, I mean, seem to either fall on the three different sides. One side, Israel, the other side, Hezbollah, then the third side, the neutral side, which is, I'm not on anybody's side, I just want this to be fair and just. I don't really care who hit who first. And I think that doesn't it kind of seem odd that, you know, every time you hear the defense of Israel, it's just this kind of blanket defense of, well, if Hezbollah wasn't hiding behind civilians, then they wouldn't have to destroy all the civilians.
Well, but I think there, but I think
this kind of begs the question, doesn't it? I mean,
no, but I think there's legitimacy to that too. I think there's legitimacy to that about putting rocket launchers behind apartment buildings and storing weapons in apartment buildings. And then when the Israelis go after those places, because what they see is and what they pick up with their infrared and what they pick up with their other intelligence is that the Katyusha rockets are being fired out of those locations. So they go to destroy the rocket launchers. Then there's collateral damage. The whole thing from A to Z is a mess. And the answer to the whole thing, the major fault line in the Middle East, the answer to all of this stuff lies in the Palestinian-Israeli question, which has to be solved, and until you get it solved, what we're going to do is we're going to continue to go round and round and round, and we're going to continue to have these things about, you know, who is right and who is wrong, and that's what this is all about. It's about, you know, it's about the Israeli-Palestinian question, and you can also make the case that Hezbollah is not living up to the ceasefire because they're not disarming themselves. And they're not moving out of the region, and they claim they're not going to move out of the region, and they claim they're not going to disarm themselves, and they are a militia within an organized state, which most organized states would never permit that kind of situation to go on. Only non-functioning broken democracies or any kind of broken leadership has that going on. And look at the countries where there are militias. You know, there's militias in Iraq. We know that's not a functioning government.
Okay, but Jay, with all due respect, and I really think it'd be, and I would love to hear this on your show, to hear an expert that can really kind of in a detailed way recount how the tit for tat has really gone in the last 10 years. And I think that your listeners are going to get a little different story than that. Because, for instance, you're right, that is another talking point that you hear in the press as well. The Lebanese government is broken and they're not able to comply and do what they said
they
were going
to do. They can't force them to disarm.
But check this out. Here's the thing. The Lebanese prime minister, I mean, once again, right on the day of when Israel began the bombing, and remember, the bombing happened in Israel before the rockets started firing. Israel began the bombing run, before the rockets came from Hezbollah at all. That was as a response to the bombing.
You know what?
I just got to ask this question of you. So the talking point that you just gave was that if you have this broken democracy that can't take care of Hezbollah and can't take care of the responsibilities, then what do you do there? I understand the question, but the answer to that was given by the Prime Minister, and they said, look, this is major social engineering.
You know what I want to point out to you a couple of things before I run out of time here. I don't mind discussing this, but there's a time to discuss this, and the time is after 9 o'clock when we're doing open phones. So what I got from John Turk was, number one, is that, and I'm doing this very, very gently, I'm chastising you, you did not tell him the truth when he asked you what you wanted to talk about, and you only wanted to talk about it for 30 seconds, and you ended up eating up the rest of the hour, which deprived the other callers who are hanging on who wanted to talk about this.
My apologies.
And you talked about how this, you know, the flag thing wasn't important, but you see what it amounts to is it wasn't important to you. You had your own agenda. And I think sometimes you ought to think things through when you pull stunts like this. Have a good day. I appreciate the time. And coming up, we're going to talk about the President's news conference. And I'm sorry to those of you that are hanging on. I apologize. I didn't know the guy was going to pull this.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you.
The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKCN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
If he waives extradition, then Colorado will be told to come and pick him up.
L.A. District Attorney spokeswoman Sandy Gibbons says John Mark Carr is set to be in court today, his first court appearance since he was named last week as a suspect in the 1996 murder of JonBenet Ramsey. Carr, who is wanted by Boulder, Colorado officials, is scheduled to have an extradition hearing. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen says it seems clear Carr is going back to Colorado. The question is when.
It all depends upon what Carr wants to do. If he decides to fight extradition from California, then it probably would take weeks for that process to play out before he eventually would be sent to Boulder. There is no legal reason I can think of that would stop that from eventually happening. But if he waives extradition today, then it's a matter of logistics.
Conceivably, if Carr waives extradition, he could be in Boulder by tonight. I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles now with more CBS News. Here's Jim Shenevy.
Reports just in of a Russian passenger jet missing over Ukraine. Now, there was an SOS. Sky News is reporting flaming wreckage spotted on the ground. It's been a parade of suspected terrorists in London as some of those allegedly involved in this month's airline plot have court appearances. Correspondent Sheila McVicker in London.
One is 17 years old. One is a married woman with an 8-month-old baby. Just two of the 11 who have now been charged in the so-called liquid bomb plot to blow U.S.-bound jumbo jets out of the sky.
Gas prices still high. That's the bad news, but there may be a little good news, too. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
They may have peaked for the year and are heading downward, Jim. Why? Crude oil's a bit cheaper, and demand is easing because the summer driving season's almost over. When prices were rising this year, the cost of a gallon of regular jumped about 80 cents, so we can expect a similar reduction now, right? No.
I think you've got a shot at least seeing another nickel lower, and perhaps another dime. It's not going to be great relief.
Analyst Bill O'Grady at A.G. Edwards, live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Louisville, Kentucky, 7th grade teacher Dan Holden was trying to make a point about freedom of speech when he set two American flags on fire in his civics class. This was last Friday. Yesterday morning, more than 20 parents showed up hopping mad. Now Holden's been removed from his Stewart Middle School classroom. The school spokeswoman Lauren Roberts says this was not politically motivated.
The issue is the possible endangerment of children by having an open flame in the classroom. That is definitely a safety issue.
University of Texas, home of the Longhorns, or is that the Long Necks? Beer consumption has helped propel the school to the top of Princeton Review's annual list of party schools. How's that playing on campus?
There's always people partying everywhere. It kind of makes sense. After the football games, there are a lot of parties.
I'm very excited to party campus.
It sounds like good times ahead.
Sounds great, yeah.
Other boozing schools include Penn State, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Ole Miss. The top sober school, Brigham Young. This is CBS News.
My boys are boys. They got me out there at quarterback, so I got a pain reliever for my sore joints. They even had me join their own little band. So I had to get a headache medicine, too. Different pains, different pain relievers. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. Advil is my every pain reliever. Works wherever I hurt. And nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. So whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed compared to OTC pain relievers.
Into Office Depot for hot deals on great tools to start school. Now at Office Depot, packs of Crayola markers or filler paper are just 25 cents each. And get an unbelievable deal on a TI-83 Plus graphing calculator while supplies last. And for all your qualified school supply purchases, Office Depot will give 5% back in credits to your child's school. So hurry in to Office Depot today. See store for details while supplies last. Quantities limited.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update.
University of Colorado President Hank Brown will be meeting privately with Lisa Simpson. She's the woman who sued the school, alleging she was raped by football players and recruits. The meeting, which may include Simpson's parents, will be taking place within the next couple of weeks, and both sides have agreed that no lawyers will be present. The Air Force Academy near Colorado Springs has been named the seventh most sober school in the nation. The Princeton Review, in its latest survey, placed the school on its top 10 list of stone-cold sober schools. Brigham Young University is at the top of that list for the ninth straight year.
We looked at very specific things, use of alcohol and drugs on campus, popularity of fraternities and sorority on campus, and then hours of study spent outside of the classroom. Looking at each of those different factors forms our party school.
Robert Franek is the author of the survey. The Princeton Review also put out a list of the top 10 party schools, with the University of Texas at Austin ranked number one. The University of Colorado was not on the party school list this year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, if you're headed out to Wheat Ridge, try to stay off of westbound I-70. It's a real mess from I-25 to Federal as emergency crews remove those two crashes. Looks like they have one vehicle up on a flatbed, but we still have gridlock westbound. Eastbound not looking much better as folks slow down to take a look. Rush hour traffic in full force now with heavy conditions. Eastbound 6th and your Boulder Turnpike, both also at Federal. Your security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. And your weather outlook, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Currently it's 61. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Need new tires? Get new tires chosen specifically for your vehicle. Get a free tire rotation and 27-point inspection. Get the Nissan Tire Advantage at your participating Nissan dealer today. That's the bottom line. Offer ends September 5th, 2006.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as three All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than face suspension, all three plan to announce their retirements. No names have been officially released, but sources say they are outfielder Jeff.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 87, mostly sunny skies. And it's time to welcome. Before I welcome her to the program, let me talk about the last caller who told John Turk that he wanted to talk about the topic of that school teacher and the flag burning, and then said he had a 30-second question, and then dragged us off on a 2 or 3 minute debate or discussion, 6 or 7 minute discussion about Hezbollah and about Israel and about what's going on over there. And, you know, in the old days, I would hang up on somebody like that. But I just don't do that anymore. But you know what? Next time, I may just do it. I mean, don't call here and lie about what you want to talk about. I mean, that's just not cool. All right, our special guest is our old friend Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She is the director of strategic communications at the Center for American Progress. She serves as the editor of Mic Check, a daily preparation service for radio producers and talk show hosts, which Turk and I use, and provides a progressive take on the news, politics, and the world of entertainment. Christy is also a co-founder and formerly served as the co-editor of the Center for American Progress's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. She spent a year as a co-host of a national radio program. She has also been on regular on the Bill Press Show, the Al Franken Show. She's been published in these times, The Nation, Michael Moore's The Official Fahrenheit 9/11 Reader, and The American Prospect. Welcome, Christy Harvey. Boy, your resume's long.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Do you think you get it any longer? You've done a lot of stuff, haven't you?
I thought, wow, it sounds so fancy when you say it out loud.
And that radio, that national radio show you used to do, used to be on Sirius, in which you would have to drag yourself out of bed at the ungodly hour of what?
I used to get up at 3:15 in the morning.
Yeah, I get up at 3 every morning.
Yeah, it kind of puts a little dent in the old social life.
Yeah.
So finally I thought, you know, I don't like going to bed at 7 o'clock at night.
Well, who does? But what choice have you got? At least that's on the nights you can sleep. All right, let's talk about yesterday, because the press conference was going on while I was on the air. Boy, where do you want to start with this?
It was a very strange mood. I think the president was in a very gloomy mood yesterday, and he was sort of gloomy and very combative. And there was a lot of the doublespeak we usually see, but we also saw some cracks in the armor. It was a very interesting presser.
All right. Well, first of all, let's talk about the doublespeak, because, you know, I caught him yesterday when he was talking about Saddam Hussein, and a reporter, God bless this guy, whoever he was, stood up and said, "Well, what is Saddam Hussein? What is Saddam Hussein, or what does Iraq have to do with 9/11?" And then he started off down this road that nobody ever said that Iraq and Saddam Hussein were connected to 9/11. And you know something? Come on, we know that's not true.
It's ridiculous. And yeah, I think he just hopes that we're all either really, really attention deficit disorder and don't remember things, or I don't know what. But yeah, this reporter, bless his heart, came out and said, "Okay, you're talking about 9/11, you're talking about terrorists, and you're talking about Iraq. What do they have to do with each other?" And you're right, the president said, "I never said they had anything to do with each other, and I never said that Saddam had anything to do with 9/11." And he has been very clever with that. If you look at everything he said, he has never said the words Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11. But there's something to be said for guilt by association. Every time he talks about Iraq, he throws in 9/11. He says Saddam and 9/11 very closely together, so your mind makes that leap. And then Dick Cheney was out there with the president's blessing actually saying that there was a connection.
Right.
He said that Mahama Atta met with Saddam. He said that, Iraq was directly connected to the attacks. And you never saw the president out there saying, "Come on, Dick, reel it in." He let him go with that. So, and then right after he said this yesterday, he then basically took it all back by saying, "But we've got to stay in Iraq because look at 9/11, look what happened with terrorists," and he brought it all back together again.
How does he get away with that? I mean, I looked all over the media yesterday for any kind of write-up about that, and there's nothing in there.
I know, and it blew my mind, too. He's very clever with his wording, so it's not as if there's something that the media can... It's not an easy gotcha there. For example, yesterday he was saying, "We've got to be in Iraq because the terrorists killed 3,000 of our citizens on 9/11, and so we need a freedom agenda in the Middle East." So he does that sort of dodge and weave and smoke and mirrors to get around that. But you're right. The media just... I don't know if they're just so used to him saying this stuff that it's not news anymore, or, you know, they've tried to get him in the past and he's been able to wiggle out of it, so they want to concentrate somewhere else, but they let him get away with it again yesterday.
I can't decide whether there is, and a lot of listeners would say that there is a, you know, right-wing media conspiracy. I can't decide whether it's that or whether it's the fact that the media is just lazy.
I think it's a little bit of both. First of all, it's August. A lot of reporters are on vacation, frankly. A lot of reporters are, if they're not on vacation, wishing they were on vacation. So the news does get a little light this month, usually, in Washington. I also think, though, that the reporters, when they have tried to go after this president, have been burned. If you say something he doesn't like, he cuts your access both to the White House, to all of the branches of government, and there's a lot of backlash there. So I think that the reporters are being overly cautious, and they don't want to take this president on unless they can nail him to the wall. And if there's not a clear get, they're going to back away from it, which is a shame.
We
did have some reporters who said, "You know what? I don't care if they cut my access. This is wrong, and I'm going to do the truth, and I'm going to do what's right."
All right, he says that the attitude of many Democrats on Iraq is wrong.
Right.
But you know what? I said this yesterday. I said this yesterday in sitting in for Ed Schultz. If we're wrong, if Democrats, progressives, independents, the country, because there's a CNN article out this morning that opposition to the Iraqi war is at an all-time high. If the American public is wrong about this, and if we entertain his idea that if we get out that we're going to leave a failed nation state, then what's his plan to get us out? He doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one. And you're right. Yesterday he was talking about how, I love his big excuse for why we can't leave is, well, if you think it's bad now, it's going to get worse. Not I have a plan, not I know how to make it better, but just this fear tactic that is his fallback position, you know, when the going gets rough, scare the people. And I think what he, and we've seen this since before the last election, whenever he talks about this kind of thing, he says, we've got to stay the course. We've got to stay in Iraq because he doesn't know how to pull out. And that's no kind of strategy, you know. And he also is saying that, you know, staying the course is the way to go. But if you're going the wrong way, if you're on a drive and you are lost, the best way to get where you're going is not to just keep going. The best way to get to where you need to be is to turn around, right the wrongs, come up with a new driving strategy, and get to your destination. And he confuses being stubborn with being strategic and with being right.
Okay, so then why don't key Democrats, because they're the opposition party, why don't key Democrats throw down the gauntlet and go, all right, Mr. President, let's just entertain for 24 to 48 hours that you're absolutely right in what you're saying. Now tell us how you intend to end this conflict. Now tell us what your plan is on how to stabilize the country and get us out of there.
Right. And, well, some Democrats and some progressives have tried to do something similar to that. But it's hard to engage someone in a rational and interesting debate on what to actually do when the response back to that is always, well, you hate freedom. And we saw this yesterday also, and we've seen this with Dick Cheney especially. Whenever people have said, you know, we need to change course in Iraq, we need to come up with a better strategy, we need to start thinking about bringing the troops home, they turn around and say, you know what, the terrorists are watching you say that, and you are helping, aiding, and abetting the bad people. And so people don't want to be painted with that brush, and so they get a little bit tenderfoot around all of this.
Yeah, but the polls indicate that the American public's not buying that argument.
Not at all. Not at all. The American public isn't stupid. The American public knows when they're being fleeced, and they're in on it now. And just like the other thing that President Bush was trying to get away with yesterday, saying that if we withdraw from Iraq, then the terrorists will follow us here. That doesn't even make any sense.
No, you know, it really doesn't.
They're not going to, you know, jump on the aircraft carriers and come to New York. I mean, that's not how it works. And what he doesn't get, and what I think is very important for people to figure out, is are we making it worse by being there? If we were to start to redeploy the troops, if we were to start to shuffle things around over in the Middle East, would things actually get better? Because a lot of experts say the very fact that we are in Iraq is what the problem is.
All right, let's jump very quickly here to Iran, which he talked about a little bit about, and he said that you know, that they're the problem, and I don't think that anybody, you know, who's been following what's been going on there would deny that Iran is a problem. And today, Iran is supposed to reject calls for you know, an end to their nuclear program. And yesterday, they wouldn't allow UN inspectors to look at their look at a site, which is a violation of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. There continues to be these rumors circulating around that what this administration really wants to do is they want to bomb Tehran.
Right. I've heard those rumors.
But, you know, how can they do it? Do you think the American public, I've been asking this openly on the air, I mean, do you think the American public would go for that, number one? And number two, how could they do that when we have 134,000 or whatever it is troops sitting in Iraq right next door?
Well, that's the thing, is we've basically, and by we, I mean President Bush and a lot of the neocons, they've really damaged our military. We can't actually start another war right now because we don't have the people, we don't have the equipment, and we don't have the money to fight it. And so while what I am really afraid of, and I don't mean to freak you out and keep you up tonight, but what I'm really afraid of is that they learned absolutely no lessons from Iraq. They did not learn the lesson that you can't do this kind of thing on the cheap, and they're going to try to do it again. And the big problem, the big mistake that was made with Iraq is we tried to do it with too few troops, and with no strategy. And it looks like they may be flirting with doing that again with Iran. And that, I cannot imagine a bigger and larger problem there. And you've seen the neocons come out. Bill Kristol has been on this kick lately, where he says, well, actually, they want us to come in. They will meet us with flowers and and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're reading from the wrong playbook. That was from 5 years ago, 4 years ago. You can't still say these things and just cross out the Q and put an N in there, because we're going to be in the exact same situation, if not worse.
All right, finally, Bush talked about he was defending the NSA program once again. And, you know, I maintain that what he and his supporters are doing and what they've got a lot of the public buffaloed into believing is a false choice, which is it's either wiretap or don't wiretap, which is not what this is about. What it's about is it's about whether he broke the law or not, and also about the fact that you can wiretap, but you just have to have a warrant. And under the Patriot Act, what do you have, like 72 hours to get one?
Exactly. It's, yes, you're right. It's not a choice between either you wiretap and give up all of your civil liberties, or you help terrorists. There is an absolute other choice, is you wiretap, but you follow the rules, and you don't do it secretly without letting anybody know. And this is a statistic, though. I think the American people are being fleeced, are being buffaloed with this one, as you said. The recent Time magazine, for example, had exactly 35 words about how the judge found that the warrantless wiretapping was unconstitutional. It had 1,000 words on JonBenet. So we need to sort of readjust our priorities just a little bit there.
Well, we're living in JonBenet land here. I mean, what do you make of all of that? I mean, last night I had to, not to interrupt you here, but Keith Olbermann was off last night, and some other guy was sitting in. I had to turn it off because it was all John Michael Carr.
I know. I think it's August. If you think about it, there's always some sexy or bloody story in the month of August. You had Chandra Levy 1 year. We had shark attacks 1 year. I just think this is our summer fix story, which is unfortunate because there's some really big, important stories going on as well. But you wouldn't know it by watching mainstream news right now.
All right, I don't want to put you on the spot to end this, but give us an under-the-radar story. Have you got one?
Under-the-radar story, I do, actually. This is sort of an interesting one. There's a company called VeriChip that wants to replace American soldiers' dog tags with a small microchip that fits under the skin that has all of their personal information on it.
Oh, jeez.
They're spending a lot of money, and in the past, the Pentagon has said, no, you know, there's privacy concerns, obviously. Plus, doctors have said this thing could come loose, it could travel in the bloodstream. But they've recently gotten a very powerful advocate, and that's the former Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson. He just joined their board, and he has been lobbying his friends over in the Pentagon for them to sign on to this, to have this microchip implanted in our soldiers. And the sort of funny twist at the end, he has told all of them that, you know what, it's so safe, don't listen to the doctors, it's so safe, he's going to do it himself. A reporter called him on Friday and said, okay, former Secretary Tommy Thompson, you say it's safe, you say you're going to have it implanted, let's do it. When are you going to do this? And he actually said, well, I'm kind of busy right now. Humana.
So he's not gonna do it.
Exactly. So hopefully his power is not gonna extend too far, because it's scary. But I think it's kind of amusing that he has the big talk, but he's not gonna walk the walk.
Boy, you know what? 20 minutes with you is not enough. We need to get you on here for an hour. I mean, you're one of those people with that I could talk to. I mean,
I feel like we're at happy hour or something, or at lunch.
Yeah, I mean, we
chatting.
Can
do it.
You know, I need to you know, start calling you up on the phone and talking to you once a week here and going over all of this stuff with you. Christy, it's so good to hear your voice, and it's so good to have you on. And
thanks, Jay.
We look forward to having you on again real soon.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Christy.
Bye-bye.
There's Christy Harvey for the Center for American Progress. A little under-the-radar story there, and a little recap of the press conference yesterday with George W. Bush. You know what I'd like to ask you is, and this is strictly your gut feeling, This has nothing to do with statistics, polls, or any kind of concrete proof, although I'm sure that if we dig hard enough, we could find some. Like, I've been hearing stories that Dick Cheney has been getting intelligence info sent directly to him, bypassing other people in the government, which is one of the things that he did during the lead-up to the Iraqi war. Do you believe the United States ultimately bombs Iran? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. It's just your opinion. Do we bomb Iran? Yes or no? And if you happen to be one of those conservatives that happens to be going down the dial and you want to make a case for bombing Iran, feel free to jump on, because this show is about dissent, discussion, and disagreement. But I would love to know whether you think this country, what your gut says about this administration, about whether we're going to bomb Iran, because today is the day that Iran is going to tell basically the West to take a hike as far as their nuclear program is concerned.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still seeing some major gridlock along westbound I-70. That was due to two separate crashes, one at Pecos and one at Federal. Now, emergency crews are in the process of clearing both of those out of the way. They've got one up on a flatbed, but we did have one of those crashes was a rollover, and so it is going to take a little bit longer to get this cleared up. You are seeing some stop-and-go traffic from all the way, actually, back to I-25. Again, that's I-70 westbound. Eastbound not looking much better as folks slow down to take a look at that. Everything else around the metro looking good. We just have our usual rush hour delays now along eastbound 6th, eastbound between Sheridan and I-25, and, of course, C-470 at Wadsworth. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Currently at 61, I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic this morning for their new spicy Southwest breakfast burrito with crispy jalapeno strips and a spicy chipotle sauce. It's breakfast fired up. Try one this morning with your favorite drink, because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Good morning. It's 7:26, 26 minutes after 7. You know, I tell you every single day, it seems like, that Coco and Jackson just love Purina One, and they've been on Purina One since they've been puppies. Now, have you ever tried a product that works so well you couldn't wait to share your experience with others? That's how these pet owners feel after switching their dogs to Purina One's total nutrition formulas. Take a listen to what they had to say about the real ingredients in Purina One and the healthy changes they saw in their dog after taking the Purina One 30-day challenge. Here's Jeannie and her dog, Pepsi.
Well, Pepsi's been taking Purina One lamb and rice, and she sure is doing better now. She has a lot more energy. She's more playful. She sleeps less. She's more sociable. She follows me around more. All good changes. What I like about all of the Purina One products is that they list the meat as the first ingredient. And the reason I like the lamb and rice is that my dog likes it.
Well, there you go. You know what? Try one of Purina's newly reformulated total nutrition dog foods and see if the change in pet food can change your pet's health for the better. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK today to take the Purina One 30-day challenge and get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. And I'll tell you what, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Albertsons.
Take your car to my experts in the auto industry. Aspen Goodyear, the largest independent Goodyear dealer in Colorado with 5 convenient locations, offering full auto services with top-notch ASE certified technicians. And get this, they refuse to be beaten on any price. So shop the rest, then call Aspen Goodyear for the absolute lowest price and fastest service, including a free alignment when you buy 4 tires. 303-771-9800, 771-9800.
Hi, I'm David, and if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto, and you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto, so it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Got tickets to see Al Franken? Looking for a place to hang with other progressives before the show? AM 760 has your exclusive pass to our Al Franken pre-show party at Bayou Bob's. Stop by Bayou Bob's next to the Paramount between 5 and 7 p.m. on August 24th and receive pre-show appetizers and drink specials available only to Progressive Club members. Not a Progressive Club member? Log on to am760.net to register and get all the details. It's a pre-party before the Al Franken show with AM 760. 60 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 729, 29 minutes after 7 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 87, mostly sunny skies. All right, we're going to talk about Wake Up Walmart coming up at 8 o'clock, but right now I'm asking you, this is just your gut. I mean, you don't have to have anything to base this on. Do you think this administration is going to try to bomb Iran? Yes or no? Because today's the day that Iran is going to say no to Western... To the package of Western incentives to curb their nuclear program, and yesterday they wouldn't let the UN look at any of their at a nuclear site. They were turned away. So, do you think the administration is building a case, or will start to build a case? And do you think the administration will bomb Iran? 303-713-7600. And for the 18th millionth time, do you think the American public would accept it? Let's go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760. Good morning. What do you think, Michael?
I think they'll start to build a case. I don't think they'll do it because I think they know if they do it, they'll definitely lose in November big time. But I do think they're going to start to build a case because after November, I think they'll want to go ahead and start doing something around so that then they can say in 06, well, you can't change political parties now, so you should get a Republican president again.
So maybe I should rephrase the question to ask, will they bomb Iran within this calendar year?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I'd be surprised in this calendar year, but I guess that the potential is there. But, you know, they don't make much sense, so they could do anything. They're pretty stupid when it really comes down to it.
All right, so do they bomb, yes or no?
I think no.
Not at all, or they just wait till after November?
No, I think not at all. I think not at all this year, but potentially next year.
Okay, and if they did do it, do you think the American public would accept it?
Absolutely not. No, I think the American public would... I think people would just finally lose it. It would be too late. You know, we should have been losing it already. I don't know. It's amazed me up to this point how the lack of outrage that there is over what this administration has done so far. I mean, I'm stomping up and down talking to people about it, and they just are so caught up in everything else in life that people are just like, they're numb to it by now, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad, you know?
I get the same feeling. I really do. Michael, thank you, man. Drive safe.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. All right. Once again, you don't have to have any statistics to back this up. It's just your gut feeling. Do you think the United States of America, do you think this administration will bomb Iran? Yes or no? And I got three lines open. So if you don't use them, I got, you know, plenty to say about the topic. But the lines are open, and I really want to hear your opinion on whether you think that the administration will go ahead and do it, because it's out all over the Internet. I mean, there's all these stories surfacing that they're making plans. I mean, even CNN carried a story last night about how they would do it if they decided to do it, even though the Pentagon says there are no plans in the works. Do you believe the Pentagon? 7:33, it's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Well, crews did get both wrecks out of the way, westbound I-70 between I-25 and Federal, but we're still in recovery there, so expect at least 10-minute delays from Washington to Pecos. If you want to avoid it, you can use I-76 or 32nd Avenue. Heavy now along I-25 for southbounders down to Spear, getting into downtown. A little further north, we've got a wreck southbound 25 at Colorado 56 in Johnstown that's creating some delays there. Weather, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Currently at 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado State Fair begins this Friday in Pueblo, and there's something for everyone in your family. Concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Get info at coloradostatefair.com. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 25th through Labor Day. This fair rocks.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
7:34, it's 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, you don't like to think about it. You don't like to plan for it. Nobody does, but maybe one day you're going to need the help of a personal injury lawyer. Well, you know what? When that time comes, if you're like me, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. And Mike Turner is a great guy. He believes in and supports this station. He has years of personal injury experience, and he'll fight. Mike Turner will fight corporations and the insurance companies for real everyday people like you and me. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner, you can reach him at 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com now. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut in any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know what's so funny about that? Ed Schultz is out today, so it's me this afternoon between 1 and 4 again. But he's back tomorrow. 7:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 87, mostly sunny, and it's good to have you along. Okay, does the administration bomb Iran? Yes or no? It's just your gut feeling about what you think. Let's go to Nancy, who's calling LD from Chicago. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Hi. We really miss you here in Chicago. The station you were on didn't deserve you, and thank God for streaming audio.
Well, I don't miss WLS, I'll tell you that. I'm glad to be out. So glad to be out of there.
It's a miserable, miserable station. And there were a few progressive, you and, of course, the one gal that's running for Congress in Michigan.
Oh, Nancy Skinner.
Nancy Skinner. She was also really, really interesting to listen to.
Well, they forced me there to be quiet, to take positions that, you know, I wouldn't ordinarily support. I mean, it was like, you know, it was a mess. And I got to tell you, Nancy, I make a lot less money here, but you know what? I'm having the time of my life.
Well, good for you. And I think that those kinds of stations are going to be irrelevant anyway, because the streaming audio, the way the Internet is going, people, you know, people are going to go the way that they are going to want to instead of having to be forced to listen to the stations that we have to listen to.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, what do you think? Do you think the administration will bomb Iran?
Well, my husband and I disagree with this, but I say yes, because the more the people disagree with Bush and his warlords, the more that they are going to spur anything that they want in order to make it so that they will do that. And let me explain why I believe that. They have not cared about what the American people said, not cared about what Congress said. They went ahead and went into Iraq. Yesterday, Bush said that we went in to spur democracy. Well, again, if people really remember, that's not the first reason why we went in there. So they're going to, you know, fix anything that they can in order to make their cog fit in the wheel in order to move forward into Iran. I think, well, my husband, he says that no, because Congress won't let them, although I think Congress hasn't done anything. But he says Congress won't let them because of the upcoming elections, and that when the upcoming elections come into play, that if they do bomb Iran or go into, you know, well, okay, go into bomb Iran, then basically they're going to lose the House and Senate. Now, if the Democrats don't take the House and Senate, then, you know, basically everything's off the table, and then we're going to go into an all-out war. So I think we are, because based on Bush and his lack of any moral judgment or any judgment on his part, and his group of thugs, that they'll do what they want to do no matter what.
If we do not take control of the House, at least in November, I think the chances of us going in there goes up. I think there are people in the administration who would like to do it. I think right now, though, they're stuck. And I don't think the American public would stand for it. But I think that they'd like to. I think they'd very well like to, because that's their doctrine. Their doctrine is if you don't do what we want you to do, then we punish you. And I think that they would like to, but I don't think that they can. Nancy, thank you. I appreciate
you
calling, and have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Al in Brighton. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Al.
I say maybe. The reason being is that this administration has started a new nuclear arms race. Recently, I have seen a picture, an aerial photograph of a new nuclear weapons facility in construction in Pakistan. According to the caption of that picture, that facility, when completed, will be able to build 50 bombs a week. That's 50 bombs a year. That's one a week.
Yeah, I've heard that too. That there's an arms race being spurred not only in the Middle East but also, you know, on the Korean Peninsula. And you know, I've heard that too. And it's funny that the administration, you know, demands that Iran stop, but doesn't really say anything about India or Pakistan.
Right, exactly. The same way with North Korea. They demand that access to their plants. We have a nuclear winter is on the horizon, and I hate to say that, but it sure looks that way, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the nuclear winter is on the horizon. I think the initial question here is does the administration, if they can pull it off, does the administration go in and bomb Iran? Because they're not going to get any cooperation from Iran, obviously. They refuse to talk to Iran directly, which I have maintained on this program now for the last 2 to 3 weeks, that this is a huge, gigantic mistake on their part. But does us going, if we were to go in there and bomb Tehran's nuclear sites, are you saying that would set off a nuclear war?
That's very possible, because I think Tehran has some feelings with people are like the Russians, and possibly even the Pakistanis would be susceptible to saying, hey, you've gone over your bounds, and this is what we're going to do. This is our response.
Scary thought, man. Hal, thank you. Drive safe.
One thing. For letting Christy Harvey speak. You know, Franken doesn't, and I really, she's got so much information. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you bet, man. We'll have her on again.
Cool, thanks.
All right, thanks, Hal. Let's go to Jack in Indian Hills. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I hope to God these guys don't try to do it, and I'm of the school of thought that the Project for a New American Century stated pretty clearly that what they wanted to do, which was they wanted to seek regime change in 62 countries around the world. It included Afghanistan and Iraq on the list, and as well Iran. They've already got troops in Afghanistan and Iran on both sides of Iraq on both sides of Iran. And in the Rebuilding America's Defenses, which the PNAC put out in September of 2000, they said that we needed a revolution in military affairs where the United States would accept as the global hegemonic empire, and that this kind of change would only come about slowly, absent a catalyzing, catastrophic new Pearl Harbor-type event. And then we know that within a year of the publication of that document, September 11th happened, and then we were already had massed troops outside of Afghanistan. We were ready to go, and we've deposed Saddam Hussein. And even though there is chaos in both of those countries and we seemingly can't control it, I wouldn't put it past these desperate people to even use terrorism in the United States to say, look, Iran has attacked us, we have to attack them. Now, I would love to see, like in Mexico, the kind of outrage we see amongst voters there, that people do not tolerate the voter fraud that they've seen.
Well, we'll see some outrage hopefully in November, in the elections. And there's a poll out this morning that, you know, from CNN that that, you know, feelings about the war are on an all-time high. I'll go back to what I said before. I think there are people in the administration who would like to do this, but I don't know that they could pull it off. I don't know that they could get away with it. I don't know that they could fool the American public twice. Think they could fool the American public twice? Because obviously, there are a lot of people walking around out there who think that that they got hoodwinked. I mean, I think we got hoodwinked. I mean, you think we got hoodwinked. There's a lot of other people out there who think that we got hoodwinked. Do you think that they would buy a used car twice from the same administration?
You know, I don't necessarily think they do. I think most people know what's going on, but I think, unfortunately, and I am just as much part of the problem. I know what's going on, but what am I doing about it except talking on radio?
Well, you go out and
we
vote.
All have to pay the bills, and I'm going to vote, and I talk to people. But, you know, the people who our predecessors in this country went to arms for much less, and I hate violence, and I think it's horrible, and this is definitely more of a time of the war for hearts and minds. But we need to understand that, you know, our way of life isn't just going to continue on and on and on and on no matter what happens out there. Pretty soon all this stuff is going to catch up with us. And I think to answer the question more clearly about whether or not they do it, hubris is as hubris does. And I think, you know, you never know. They may be stupid enough to cut their own throats in such a way.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Does this administration go in and bomb Tehran? Tehran today will tell the West to take a flying, well, I can't say that on the radio. And yesterday they wouldn't let the UN inspect their nuclear sites. So the tension between us and Iran is definitely going to ratchet up. And the tension between the West and Iran is definitely going to ratchet up. And the Iranians are being defiant. So does this administration try to bomb Tehran's nuclear sites? 7:47, 47 minutes past the hour. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk about Walmart and the Wake Up Walmart campaign with our buddy David Sirota and Joel Barkin. And you'll want to stick around for that. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Chevy Trailblazer for just $14,900. Selling SUVs fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or online at cheaperfords.com.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still a little problematic right now along I-70 as we recover from the gridlock westbound I-25 to Federal. We had earlier collisions there. Crews have cleared those, but you may still want to seek an alternate A crash also in Johnstown, southbound 25 at Colorado 56 was creating a bit of a bottleneck, and you'll be caught up still in some heavy conditions along C-470 at Wadsworth and 225 at Parker. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Right now, it's 63. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Al Franken on AM 760.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, our guests are so good, I'm going to tell you who's on backwards.
Let me tell you.
On the next Franken.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Hi, I'm here with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only, who's telling me that now is the perfect time to be selling a timeshare.
That's right. The market is really hot right now. There are literally thousands of people looking to buy a timeshare.
And you've got some help for sellers.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm giving away a free kit that includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Well, that does sound helpful.
Yeah, this is really good stuff to know for anyone who's even thinking about selling a timeshare, because these are things that can make you thousands of dollars.
And this information is free?
Absolutely free. But this is a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now so we can rush it out to you.
Okay, that's the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Yours, absolutely free.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Here's the phone number to call. 1-800-600-5002. That's 1-800-600-5002. 1-800-600-5002.
Good morning, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos has got the largest selection of clean, late-modeled used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got just about everything you can think of. And I brag about their selection. And you know, I was talking to people out there, and they were pointing out that people get the idea that Rockies is like this little teeny dealership, and they're not. They're huge. And they've got over 100 people working there who are dedicated to making your buying experience really a good one. I mean, they really, you know, bust their rear to make you happy, and that's what it's all about. So whatever it is you're out there looking for, whether it's a Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, a Ford, a Chevy, a Dodge, whatever it is, you know, they've got it all. Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz, go out there and check it out for yourself. And go see my friends. Let me recommend some of my friends out there. Tom and Marv Alshear, wonderful guys. Go see them. They'll take care of you. You tell them J. Marvin sent you. Go out there and see Spanky, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe. Any of the folks working out there at Rockies will help you out. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. There's not enough good I can say about them. You can check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory and pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. There's just not enough I can say about them. I mean, they're really, really good people. So if you're looking to buy and you want to get the most bang for your buck, the place to go is Rockies Autos. That's where Mary and I go. That's where our family and friends go. And you ought to go there, too. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
If you want to lick your Doritos dust-covered fingers in public, go ahead. If you want to lick someone else's, proceed with caution. Lick the delicious nacho cheese morsels tentatively at first. You'll soon know whether they're enjoying this as much as you are. A willingness to lick a Doritos dust-covered finger that's not your own. That's snacking strong.
On the go but the tank is low? Stop in a Circle K now and pick up a bag of nacho cheese Doritos chips. Doritos. Snack strong.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, man, that's loud. All right. We're trying to wake you up. 7:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 87, mostly sunny skies. The Iranian government has told senior European officials that it will not accept the only condition set by the Bush administration and its Western allies for talks on the country's nuclear program and will continue enriching uranium despite the threat of international sanctions. And you know what? I want to know if you think that this country would eventually end up bombing Iran. And it's just your gut feeling about the administration. And with the American public, I've asked this repeatedly, do you think the American public would buy a used car from this administration twice? So in other words, could they make the case again about going in and dropping bombs on Iran? I got three open lines at 303-713-7600. It's just your opinion, so get off your half moons. And then coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll talk about Wake Up Walmart. Let's go to John, who's been hanging on in Laramie. John, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
Well, I've been reading about the Third Reich.
And well, that's good. You know,
I think I always ask, well, what would Hitler do? You know, and basically, when Hitler succeeded in invading France and Norway and so forth, he had an enormous colonial territory that he had to take care of. So he was forced into the situation where he had to invade Russia, and all of his advisors said it was a dumb idea, but he went ahead anyway. But he always made sure that the German people were doing well into 1943. They were doing okay economically, and they never felt the pressure of the war. And I think that's what's going on now. I think we've gone bankrupt about 3 weeks ago. Our government has, anyway.
Well, let me try this on you. You know, you talk about we never feel the pressure of the war, and you're right about that. There's no other than the fact that we're losing American kids. This administration, throughout this entire thing, has never asked for any sacrifice from us at all. But how about this? How about we get crossways with Iran, and Iran, the world's second largest oil producer, decides to cut off exports to the West. Then prices of gas soar beyond $3 a gallon, and the barrel of oil goes higher than $72 and goes way up there. What do you think then the public would do?
Well, the American public is interesting because I think it's very much like the German public was. Basically, the Germans supported Hitler's schemes almost till the end.
Yeah, but the American public doesn't support the administration's schemes. There's a poll out this morning which indicates that opposition to the war, particularly in Iraq, is at an all-time high.
Yeah, I agree, but I think that could change instantly if we invade Iran. You'll get this immediate I don't know, I call it the war lover response. It's people who don't know anything about war who love war, basically.
Well, and it's basically most of the people that are in charge of this country haven't served.
And what they think, H.L. Mencken described it as people who, Americans love a lynching, but they hate a war.
All right, so bottom line, do we go to war? Do we bomb, yes or no?
I think we will because it's very dramatic. It'll look good on TV. It's a desperate gamble because we would have to somehow be able to control the Iranian resources before they destroy them, which I don't think will happen.
All right, John, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for holding on. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, let me go very quickly to George in Lakewood. George, you got about 30 seconds, yes or no?
I think it's probably about 50-50. If that dumbass in the White House could get away with it, he'd do it. But I think even he would have to think about it long and hard.
So the American public doesn't buy a used automobile from this administration twice.
Well, I think the American public's had a belly full of this nitwit.
So there's no way they could sell it?
No, but that doesn't mean he wouldn't try it. But like I say, I think it's about 50-50. But I don't think the American people would ever buy it. And it would be the worst mistake that dumb cluck would ever make.
Yeah, it would be a mess, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
All right, George, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Wake Up Walmart campaign, and we're going to do that with the smartest guy I know, David Sirota, and also the executive director of the Progressive States Network, Joel Barkin. And this is something that is becoming more and more popular now, Walmart. And I have a relative who once worked for Walmart, and they are not nice people.
is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News. I'm Jim Chenevy. A Russian passenger jet has crashed in Ukraine with 170 people aboard. There are reports of at least 30 fatalities. Alexander Klimanov reports from Kiev.
The plane crashed about 20 miles north of the Ukrainian city of Donetsk in the eastern industrial part of the country. And this is a heavily populated area, so apparently it wasn't very difficult to get search crews to the site of the crash.
The Polkovo Airlines jet had radioed an SOS before it went down. JonBenet Ramsey murder suspect John Carr has his first U.S. court appearance in Los Angeles in just over 2 hours. Correspondent Vince Gonzalez is there.
Boulder prosecutors hope this morning's hearing is the last hurdle to getting Carr to Colorado. It's unclear if he'll fight extradition to Colorado. It's unclear exactly how things will go in court this morning, but one thing's for sure, his life has certainly changed since he touched down on U.S. soil.
Security very tight in London today. Some of the suspects in the air terror plot are making court appearances. Sheila McVicker reports.
8 men have now been accused of conspiracy to murder and preparing acts of terrorism. Their ages range from 19 to 28. They include a cab driver, a biomedical student, and 2 converts to Islam. One is a 25-year-old father, Ahmed Abdullah Ali. He was arrested with his wife, the mother of his 8-month-old baby.
U.S. and European officials reportedly want more access to airline data as part of the war on terror.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. U.S. and European security agencies want wider screening of international airline passenger itineraries and other files. The New York Times reports Homeland Security is negotiating with other countries. RAND analyst Brian Jenkins assesses the capability of terror networks.
They are able to continue to communicate, continue to radicalize.
Jenkins says computers and other evidence seized from suspects in the latest plot should reveal more about the jihadist network, including connections between the groups and leaders directing them. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
Iran has delivered its formal response to an offer from Western nations, a proposed package of incentives for Tehran to suspend its nuclear program. So far, there's been no word on whether it's a thumbs up or thumbs down. Some popular U.S. cartoons are being banned over the pond. Larry Miller reports from London.
Tom's breathing hard after chasing Jerry. Perhaps if he cut down on smoking, he wouldn't be, and that's how it's going to be on British TV. Because smoking scenes in Tom and Jerry cartoons are banned here after a viewer complained to the government. Among those scenes heading for the cutting room floor is one in which Tom smokes to impress a female feline. Now Turner Broadcasting, which owns over 1,500 classic cartoon capers, is looking for more smoking scenes to cut out. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 26. This is CBS News.
You, playing Texas Hold'em with Mozart, fairies, kings, queens, albino aardvarks, karaoke singing koalas, the Sun City kickball team, wearing flippers, Sasquatch and Nessie holding hands at sunset in the Grand Canyon. Dreams. They can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Swimming babies, dancing babies, singing babies.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The search for a father who saved his kids from the rushing waters of the South Platte River in Englewood may be over. Officials this past hour have discovered the body of a man they believe to be that individual who fell in the chutes last night. His name not yet being released. T-Rex goes to sleep today. At least the road construction does. The five-year project ending ahead of schedule, with ribbon cutting due on the Downing ramp later this morning. CDOT Executive Director Tom Norton saying the project is a success.
Right now, the timing that we've got would indicate that they're saving 15 to 20 minutes now from what it was when we started the project.
The light rail portion of the project is expected to be online in November. The gay group GLAAD is mad. Why?
There's a tremendous lack of representation of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in our lives on television.
Meantime, they say the big screen is doing a much better job than the small screen with gay images. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you won't be able to escape from the slowing in all your usual hot spots. Westbound I-70, Washington to Pecos, 225 through Aurora near Alameda, and eastbound lanes of 6th at Sheridan. But otherwise, not a bad ride for a Monday. Just remember, it'll be a little slower around DPS schools. You'll want to slow it down to observe those school zones. Your eastbound I-70 drive looks good out to DIA with only a 5-minute security wait. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Currently at 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Supers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80-20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 87, under mostly sunny skies. Let's welcome to the program the smartest man I know, David Sirota, author of Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Took Over the Government and How We Take It Back, a must-read book. And also the executive director of the Progressive States Network, Joel Barkin. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, we're going to talk about Wake Up Walmart. But before we get there, we've got to talk about, and I'm after David constantly about this to try to get him on, and I would have him on every single week about this. This race that I am just fixated on, and this is the Lieberman-Lamont race. Now, the polls show that Joseph Lieberman is in the lead. What do you make of that?
Well, the first thing is I refer to him as Joseph Lieberman because he has now lied so many times about the Iraq war, his position on the Iraq war, and I think people are figuring that out. I think when it comes to the polls in Connecticut, let's remember that his challenger, Ned Lamont, had never run for statewide office. I think had a 4% name ID as recently as 3 or 4 months ago. And I think that he's still not known by at least a quarter, if not a third, of Connecticut in terms of name ID. People don't even know who he is. So the fact that Lamont now in those polls has a strong lead among Democrats, is very competitive among independents, and that Lieberman is drawing most of his support from the Republican Party. I think if you look at the trend is very, 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 very optimistic for Lamont. Lieberman has really is really dropping, and I think that the more he opens his mouth, the more he loses credibility.
All right. Joel, you've been involved in politics for a long time. You used to work for Bernie Sanders. What's your read on it?
I think the most exciting thing about the race at this point and what Ned has tapped into nationally is this energy for people who have been completely disenfranchised, have been disconnected with the political process. And here you have a guy like Ned Lamont, who granted has a lot of money, but has managed from out of nowhere to motivate and inspire a lot of progressive activists, and that, you know, he deserves to be congratulated on, and I think if you're looking at the polls and the trends of that race, what I found most interesting was what John Kerry came out last week in a really effective way and just hammered Joe Lieberman for his positions for bashing progressives on Iraq. And the more we see people like John Kerry, John Edwards coming out for Ned Lamont and embracing his positions and coming out against Joe Lieberman, I think the stronger Ned's going to look and ultimately will win the race.
The political makeup of the state, though, is largely what? Independents?
Yeah, well, it is largely independent, but the whole thing is that any pollster worth a damn will tell you that, you know, there really are far fewer independents, actual independents, than people who say they're independents. That is to say that a lot of people tell you they're independents because who doesn't want to consider themselves independent? Nobody likes to consider themselves, or fewer people like to consider themselves, you know, just a sort of a party automaton. But that most of independents lean very strongly to one party or the other. And in Connecticut is a very solidly Democratic state. And I think that ultimately Lieberman's efforts to essentially bash the Democratic Party, repeating talking points from Dick Cheney. I mean, it was Lieberman who said basically that people who support Ned Lamont are essentially terrorist sympathizers. Now, ultimately, what I think is going to happen is Ned Lamont's going to go to the public through ads, through his speeches, and say, I don't think Connecticut voters of any party like to be called sympathizers of Osama bin Laden. And I think that our incumbent senator is showing his disconnection with voters by thinking it's a good campaign strategy to criticize Connecticut voters as terrorist sympathizers. And I think ultimately, I think come November, I think we're going to finally see the end of Joe Lieberman's political career.
He is really the de facto, I mean, he is the Republican nominee.
Oh, absolutely. It was the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, the National Republican Party's arm that is designed to elect Republican senators, that went on record last week and endorsed him and said that they're not going to endorse the Republican the actual Republican nominee there, and that they're hoping that Lieberman pulls it out. And so, this Joe Lieberman is the Republican Party candidate in that race. There's no doubt about it, and they can try to pretend like they're not, but when you have Karl Rove calling his campaign with calls of support, when you have other Republican candidates all across the country endorsing him, when you have the National Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee endorsing him, this is the Republican nominee. And when you, of course, have him repeating Dick Cheney's talking points about people who vote against him or supposedly Osama bin Laden supporters, he's the Republican.
All right, so even this far out, what are we, 80 days away now, 75 days away?
Mm-hmm.
Both of you, your predictions are that Lamont pulls it out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep.
Uphill battle, but absolutely.
And it'll tighten up as we get towards the end.
Absolutely, 100%.
What's both of your feelings about the Democrats' chances in November? Think we'll take the House back?
I think that the Democrats have a very, very good shot if they don't seize defeat from the jaws of victory, if you will. Everything is trending the Democratic Party's way. However, by seizing defeat from the jaws of victory, what I mean is if the party goes limp or goes flaccid on issues like the war, on issues like corruption, and tries to essentially just say, look, Republicans are bad and we're better, and don't actually articulate strong positions on what a Democratic Congress would do, I think that they would potentially, they would endanger their chances to win in a year where they should win.
Joel, same feelings?
Yeah, my biggest concern, and it's a concern I've had now for a number of elections, is the infrastructure that's in place at the state levels to bring people out to vote, how we're targeting our messages, how we're targeting get-out-the-vote operations. And we are still years behind where the Republicans are. And if you look at the way that Republicans work elections and know exactly who their voters are, they know exactly how to get them to the polls. It's an important part of elections that, you know, we can go on Meet the Press as many times as we want, and we can get front page stories in the New York Times, but if we're not organizing at the local level, and really doing targeted GOTV work, which the Democrats have done better at, and to Howard Dean's credit, I think he's put a lot of resources into that effort. But I'm just not convinced yet that we're there. And hopefully we can be over the next few months. But as you know, it takes years and years to get there. But I think our shots, we have a good shot. And I think there are good candidates. And the longer this election has been going on, you have seen a more concise message out of the Democrats, particularly on Iraq and on some of the economic issues. So I'm hopeful.
And you have seen some gaffes on the part of the Republicans. I mean, look at George Allen. I mean, now his lead is shriveled down to, what, 6 points, I think it is?
Yeah, and look.
And Bob Ney is out, can't run again?
Yeah, and where I'm from, where I live now in Montana, Conrad Burns, he got caught in an airport attacking firefighters.
Right.
Who were fighting forest fires, and polls have shown that that race is very, very competitive for Democrats. They're sort of allowing Conrad to basically twist in the wind or hang himself by his own noose, if you will. And I think, you know, the Republicans really are burning themselves down. The question, though, again, is I don't necessarily trust the idea that a party can just self-destruct totally and completely, that a party that wants the majority has to tell the public very specifically what it will do. I think Joel's right. The Democrats are getting better at this. And it's, you know, better late than never. I mean, they've finally got a pretty concise message on Iraq. The issue is whether that message, they'll have the guts to not just come out and do a press conference on that message, but in their advertising at the local level with their candidates, whether they're going to hammer that message home.
Well, you know, I don't know about the rest of the country, but here in Colorado, we've got great candidates. We've got great people running. They're tough. They're competitive. They fight hard. Even Jay Fawcett down in the Springs, mm-hmm. who is, you know, clearly outnumbered. But the guy is a fighter. I mean, he's in there every inch of the way.
Yep.
He's really, you know, he's pushing. Bill Winter pushing against Tancredo. There's a poll out. I haven't seen it, but somebody told me about it, that Angie Piccioni is neck and neck with Marilyn Manson Musgrave.
Yep.
So, I mean...
And remember, let me cut in here. Remember, I'm very hopeful that all of these candidates win. But here's the deal. If we look at the long view, the fact that these candidates are even competitive is helping build a multi-year infrastructure for Democrats mm-hmm. for future elections. So if Jay Fawcett does really well, let's say he doesn't win. I mean, I'm hoping Jay wins. I met him down at an event out in Las Vegas. You know, I'm hoping he wins. But even if he does well, he's creating a baseline for Democrats to do even better next time, let's say in a presidential election when Colorado is a key state. So the more we were, I think the Republicans have had that idea. They've said, look, if we're competitive in districts and that we don't win but we get close, we're building a national GOTV infrastructure for our candidates for future elections. It's a multi-year strategy, and I think the Democrats are finally getting that.
Yeah, sure. And I would add also that we're forcing Republicans to spend resources on races that they don't necessarily
yeah,
want
which
to
is
spend
great.
Money on.
Which is great.
Absolutely right. I mean, the Colorado Springs race is a perfect example of that. The Republicans would like nothing more than to spend no real national money in that race. Now that the Democrats have a competitive candidate, they have to deal with that. And that is really what I think, you know, there's this debate going on between Howard Dean, the DNC chairman, and Rahm Emanuel, the chairman of the House Congressional Campaign Committee, where Emanuel says, you know, I don't like Dean's idea to spend money, the 50-state strategy, spend money in places where Democrats haven't particularly done well in the past. And Dean is essentially saying we need to spend money there so that we have a multi-year strategy to actually win those districts, you know, maybe not this time, maybe not next time, but the time after. And ultimately, what Dean is really advocating for, I would submit to you, is a strategy that the Republicans have shown is the way to actually win the country.
Yeah, I'm definitely on Dean's side. There's no question about that. And we also don't want to leave out Ed Perlmutter, who's going to win. I mean, he's going to beat Rick O'Donnell. There's no question about that. Ed's good people. All right, we're going to do Wake Up Walmart. We're going to talk about that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You might have noticed a couple of weeks ago in the New York Times there was an article about Joseph Biden was railing against Walmart. It's becoming something the Democratic candidates and more people are talking about. And we're going to talk about the Wake Up Walmart campaign and also the Progressive States Network with my two guests, the smartest man I know, David Sirota, and also Joel Barkin, who is the executive director of the Progressive States Network. So hang out, and we'll take some of your calls, too, if we have time.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
A new crash has your intersection eastbound Hamden at Federal affected. You need to steer right to get around the crews and the cleanup, and you may still be caught up westbound Lincoln east of I-25 as they move three cars off to the side there. Freeway still at peak volume with heavy conditions along the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike and 270 through Commerce City. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills. High today of 91. Right now it's 68 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need new tires? Get new tires chosen specifically for your vehicle. Get a free tire rotation and 27-point inspection. Get the Nissan Tire Advantage at your participating Nissan dealer today. That's the bottom line. Offer ends September 5th. 2006.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
As an AM 760 listener, you know the power of change. It's in your voice, it's in your convictions, and it's in your pocketbook. That's why AM 760 Blue Lists has been growing every day. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and joining. Companies on the Blue List include Remax of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and support the companies that support AM 760.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Hear that? It's the sound of Gigi Dennis stifling Colorado's voices. Dennis is Secretary of State, and one of her jobs is to protect our political rights. Instead, Dennis is trying to muffle thousands of Coloradans. Teachers, nurses, firefighters, workers of all kinds.
Stop them.
Do it now.
Shut them.
Hear
down.
That? That's the sound of the party bosses ordering Gigi Dennis around. She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 8:23, 23 minutes after 8. Jay Marvin here, along with David Sirota, the smartest guy I know, and author of Hostile Takeover, and you got to read that book. I brag on it every chance I get. And Joel Barkin, who is the executive director of the Progressive States Network. All right, let's talk about Wake Up Walmart, because this is getting in the news more and more and more. There was a big article in the New York Times here a couple of weeks ago, I want to say, about Biden actually incorporating it in a speech of his. About how Walmart does not pay fair wages. Talk a little bit about this Wake Up Walmart campaign.
Well, the issue is that Walmart is now, and has been for a while, the largest employer in the United States and the biggest company in the world. I think they now make their revenues per year are above $250 billion. So they pull in $250 billion, or it's actually more than that, per year. And at the same time, they are the wealthiest and largest company in the world. They pay their workers some of the lowest wages in the country. They fail to ensure, I think it's at this point, it's debatable, but it's somewhere less than half of their employees do they offer health insurance to and cover. And at the same time, they rake in, I think it's at count, about $1 billion in taxpayer subsidies. You know, these are tax incentives, essentially taxpayer giveaways. And they encourage in their literature and in their propaganda to their own workers, they encourage their workers who don't have health benefits to go get health benefits through Medicaid, through low-income taxpayer-funded health care. So essentially, you have the wealthiest company in the world paying very poor wages, not providing adequate benefits to its employees, and trying to dump as much of their costs onto the shoulders of taxpayers. And so the Wake Up Walmart campaign, which is why I'm down here in Denver and Colorado, is essentially designed to highlight this and to try to move the company to do a better job, to pay better wages, to pay better benefits, and to highlight and we're down here, this is why the Progressive States Network is down here, is to highlight some progressive legislative strategies to force Walmart and companies like Walmart to do a better job of providing those benefits. Not only to provide a better lifestyle or a better quality of life for their own workers, but to take the burden, or at least some of the burden, off of the American taxpayers who are being forced to pay for more and more of this kind of corporate irresponsibility.
Let me just say something real quick on this too. About a year to 2 years ago, a coalition formed around taking on Walmart that was consisted of labor groups, grassroots groups, community groups, environmental groups, and decided that we needed, in a coordinated way, to make an issue out of the abuse that Walmart was having on the American society. And we have been winning. And I think this is a great example of what you can do when organized. You know, we're badly outspent by this billion-dollar corporation, but they have been hurt by this campaign. And you saw it in that New York Times article where every single presidential candidate from the Democratic side is now towing the line of these activists and finally recognizing that this is a political issue and that it's not just about Walmart. Walmart is just an example of the worst of the worst. But what it shows is that when we're organized, when we're creating coalitions across multi-issues, that we can take on the biggest companies in the world like Walmart. And this is a highlight of that success, this tour. And they have had great success all over the country, everywhere they've gone, and we're, you know, just excited to be a part of it.
And let's be clear. The issue is not trying to put Walmart out of business. I mean, you know, it's not a
right,
you know, you're
right.
either for Walmart or you're against Walmart. The issue is to understand that this company, like other huge companies, although not all huge companies, but this company is essentially a market maker, if you will. That it what it decides to do, how it's so big that what Walmart decides to pay its workers, the kind of benefits it pays its workers, the employment that it has of contractors in other countries, for instance, that pay their workers terribly. You know, Walmart's one of the, it used to be, their slogan used to be, you know, made in America. Now, most of the things that Walmart sells are made in China. And they, you know, they essentially reward factories in China that pay slave wages. So all of the behavior that Walmart engages in sets the standards for huge economies. So if you can actually change or modify the behavior of Walmart, if you get Walmart to pay better wages, it sets a standard throughout the whole economy that wages should be higher. If you get Walmart to behave better environmentally, you set standards across economies that their subcontractors and other businesses need to compete and meet those standards. And, you know, remember, we haven't even touched on the fact that this is also a small business issue. You know, when Walmart moves into a town and reaps taxpayer subsidies that small businesses in that town don't get to reap, and then they put out of business small businesses. You know, people like to talk about, you know, lower prices, and Walmart's lower prices are, you know, create the benefits for everything. That justifies everything that Walmart does. Well, it crushes towns. You know, small businesses are put out of business. The tax base in towns that Walmart comes into often shrink. And then there's the issue of, you know, do the Walmart's low prices actually help workers? And here's this is in my book. There's a study that they did in Kansas. They asked, well, if the Walmart's low prices are beneficial, outweigh the bad wages they pay to workers. They're so low that it does that the wages issue doesn't matter. Well, they took a look at a worker who works at Walmart's low wages and said, an average worker who works at the low wages Walmart pays, can you subsist, just meet the bare necessities, just shopping at Walmart, at Walmart's low prices? And the study found that the person working at Walmart's low wages couldn't even come close to getting basic subsistence, food, shelter, you know, clothing, from at Walmart's low prices. So this whole campaign is designed to raise those issues.
All right. We'll continue with this. Boy, you know, that's a lot to think about. And the thing that blows my mind is the whole health care issue. I'm really, you know, the idea. I mean, it seems to me that no matter where you stand on the political spectrum, you could jump on that issue because Walmart is basically getting a free ride on the taxpayers' dime.
Well, and you're right about that being both sides of the political spectrum. Just as one example, the Speaker of the House of Idaho, a very conservative Republican, last legislative session raised the idea. He said he would consider supporting legislation to force companies like Walmart to pick up the tab for Medicaid that the state was being forced to pay for Walmart's workers. So there you have a conservative Republican saying it's unacceptable for a company that gets more than $250 billion in revenues to force states like Idaho, who have other budget problems, to pick up the tab to insure its workers when that company clearly has enough money to pay minimum benefits to its workers.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue with David Sirota and Joel Barkin. It's 8:31, 29 minutes in front of the hour. If you want to jump into the conversation here about Wake Up Walmart, 303-713-7600. And I've got three open lines, and you can ask questions or comment about any of this. And anybody who's worked for Walmart, you want to call up. I got a member of my family who worked for Walmart until recently. I thought radio was rough. Not a really good picture. Bad picture. Bad news. All right, 8:32. It's 28 minutes in front of 9. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina Michaels.
Well, we're starting to see some improvement in the morning ride, but you're still dealing with some southbound slowing, I-25. Watch out for that 38th to Spear, usual stretch. Along 225 through Aurora, both directions, Alameda to Mississippi, and C-470 still pretty well loaded up through Highlands Ranch. You've also got a lot of company along Highway 36 as you make your way up to Pecos and into town. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Right now it's 68. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This fair rocks, the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo, August 25th through Labor Day. Your whole family will enjoy 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Get info at coloradostatefair.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Well, it's really true. Comcast Workplace can help almost any small business be more productive. And today I'm talking with Jason Donahue.
Hello.
Of the law firm of Donahue, Vasky & Associates.
That's us.
Now, Jason, Comcast Workplace helps your firm?
Oh, yeah. We use Comcast to do research, send files back and forth.
And make tea times, looks like.
That's privileged information, though. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL skinny little hiney all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney,
yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just
being... I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 8:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 87. Mostly sunny skies. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. But right now we're talking to the smartest guy I know, David Sirota, author of Hostile Takeover: How Big Money and Corruption Took Over the Government, How We Take It Back, and also Joel Barkin, who is the second smartest guy I know. I don't want to leave you out.
Thank you.
The executive director of the Progressive States Network. And we're talking about the Wake Up Walmart campaign. Let's take a few phone calls here. Here's Greg in Westminster, who is a former Walmart employee. Greg, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. We've talked a couple times before, I think even about Walmart. And one of the things is I had an opportunity. I actually knew Sam from the work environment. And probably the biggest thing that I've seen is since he was gone or stepped out, that the company has just been overwhelmed by total greed. And Sam pretty much wanted to help the American workers. He understood the plight of the American workers, and Walmart's gone 180 from that and took profit over everything. And I think that's the demise of what people feel about Walmart. I will not step foot in a Walmart store. I refuse to at this point. I knew a couple of the executives who were involved in the union busting campaign and were caught, and Walmart pretty much let them step aside without any punishment. And it was a concerted effort to eliminate any organization by the workers. So I think that's one of the things that really needs to take a look at is that they do not allow their workers in, through intimidation and also through threat, do not allow their workers to organize in any way, shape, or form, eliminating the ability to come up with any type of solution to the problems that they're creating in the communities.
All right, David, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, two comments on that. Well, one, in my book, Hostile Takeover, I have a whole section on Walmart's union-busting record and how they, for instance, give their managers a guidebook to bust unions. And obviously, Colorado was ground zero of this. I think it was the Walmart in Loveland where they came the closest that's ever been come to unionizing an American Walmart. And unfortunately, the campaign was essentially busted by an anti-union campaign by Walmart. But I think in Colorado, people had a first-hand experience with the courage that it takes to try to organize a Walmart and what happens to people when they try to organize Walmart. The second thing I want to address very quickly, though, is the idea of greed, of Walmart's greed. I want to make clear that a lot of Walmart's practices that highlight their greed are terrible. But that's where I think the Progressive States Network, which I'm the co-chair of and which Joel works with, comes in, is that the idea that, you know, companies in some ways are legally obligated to be greedy. You know, the laws of this country basically give executives a fiduciary responsibility to make as much money as possible, regardless of the impact on society. And that leads me to the legislative area. It's up to our political leaders to confine that greed, that profit motive, to make sure that it doesn't run roughshod over the rest of society. And so what we're doing at the Progressive States Network is trying to talk to state legislators across the country about legislative strategies to make sure that greed doesn't run roughshod over the rest of society. You know, as just one example, in Maryland, they passed a bill, the state legislature, to force companies like Walmart to devote at least a certain small percentage of its payroll, of its revenues, to providing health care to its workers. So that's the kind of thing I'm saying, is that it's not only Walmart's fault for trying to essentially rip off everybody. It's also an issue for legislators to put some rules on companies like Walmart to say to those companies, you have an obligation to this society.
Yeah, and I would just add to that, I mean, we know in Washington, at least as the current state of Washington, that we're not going to get any help on this issue from the Republican Congress, and certainly not George Bush, who's one of their biggest benefactors. But we can do real things at the state level, and we've seen that in Maryland. We've seen that in other states. So that's part of what this Wake Up Walmart tour is about, is highlighting what can be done at the state level by our state legislators, by our governors, to get Walmart in check. Let me just add two other things to the Walmart greed, and I think it's an important point to be made. The Walton family is among the most wealthiest family in the world. I think certainly in the country they're 2, 3, and 4 next to Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and they donate almost nothing to charity. In fact, most of their money goes to rolling back the estate tax so that they can have more money. So, I mean, even what they're giving back to American society for all that we've given them is hardly anything. And on the union busting front, one example I would highlight is what happened in Canada, where they actually did organize a Walmart, and the very next day, Walmart shut down that store and got rid of all those employees because of the precedent.
And by contrast, you should know this, a couple months later, Walmart announced that it would support unions in China.
Right.
And that was supposedly a big thing. Except in the fine print, you'd notice that in China, unions are government run.
That's right. Yeah, they are.
So they're not real free. A union is a free union. So Walmart's willing to support unions sponsored by repressive communist regimes, essentially fake unions. But the moment organization among a free union happens, they crush them.
Yeah, they stop them. All right, Greg, good enough?
All right, yeah. Well, one other thing, and I don't know how much he knows, and it would be like him to comment specifically on how the politicians or families of politicians read, like, the who's who on the boards of some of these organizations that contribute and are basically in bed with Walmart. I'm not going to mention any names of any businesses, but if you look down their board of directors, the connections are astounding on how they operate and control some of these businesses that actually supply Walmart and some of the other companies that produce products for Walmart. So thanks a lot, and we'll talk later.
All right, thanks.
He's absolutely right. I mean, the people get shocked about this, and Walmart does contribute most of its money to the Republican Party. But the connections to Walmart run among both parties. You might recall that it was Hillary Clinton
who was on the board
of Walmart. Yeah, she was on the board of Walmart. And, in fact, in that New York Times story, what was interesting, if I remember correctly, she was one of the people who wasn't quoted directly about Walmart. So it is interesting. They do have Walmart does have its tentacles everywhere.
Hmm. Let's go to Chris Kofinas, who is the communications director at the Wake Up Walmart campaign. Chris, good morning and welcome to the program. Nice to have you on.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You want to chime in here?
Oh, you know, David is going to be joining us on the bus. You know, he's going to realize what a joy it is to be on what's on a bus for 35 days. You know, but I think he's only on the bus. He copped out a little bit. He's only on the bus for I think a day or so.
That's right. That's right.
Which I think is, you know, personally outrageous.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Now, where can people see you today? Where are you guys going to be?
Today we're going to be in Denver. You know, downtown Denver, I believe it's 16th Street and Market, and
at 11 a.m.
At 11 a.m. And then we're going to be in Pueblo at a town hall. They can find the details. I apologize. I'm a little tired this morning. They can find the details. They go to wakeupwalmart.com. They can follow the tour. They can also RSVP to the events, as well as get, you know, information, facts about upcoming events and where the tour is going after Colorado.
All right, Chris. Good to hear your voice, and we invite everybody to come out and join you this morning at 11. Give the address again for that.
I believe it's 16th Street and Market. They can go to wakeupwalmart.com and RSVP and get all the details and directions as well.
And that's at 11 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
11 a.m. Correct.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay. 303-713-7600 if you want to talk about Walmart, the Wake Up Walmart campaign, and also. You know, I want to get back to the healthcare costs. I want to talk about that some more because that and the subsidies that Walmart receives and what it does to communities, to me, is just mind-blowing. 8:45, 50 minutes away from 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
In good shape with speeds increasing now along northbound I-25 at the Denver Tech Center and through T-Rex. Of course, it's a big day for that project. Good news for all of us as it goes away after this morning's official ribbon-cutting ceremony to take place at the Downing Ramp. After that, all ramps and lanes should be wide open later in the day, so enjoy. Today, weather mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Right now, it's 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Chevy Trailblazer for just $14,900. Selling SUVs fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or online at cheaperfords.com.
Randy Rhodes.
You got conservatives saying John Kerry was right all along, that fighting terrorism is always going to be intelligence and law enforcement, and that war only creates more terrorism? Gee, that was kind of the conservative mouthpieces to say after 2004 that Kerry was right all along. How kind. These people should be bitch slapped.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Oh, Bob, nice car! Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5, $10, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
8:48, it's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, if you need roof work done, if your roof got hit by some of that hail a couple of months back here, you've been putting off getting it done, you need to go to Excel Roofing. You know, when Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing, and you should do the same. Give them a call at 303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies and will make sure you don't get ripped off. Let me tell you about these guys. They have a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. They have a dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And most important, no payment until you're satisfied. That's right, no payment until you're satisfied. Man, as good as these guys are, why would you go anywhere else? Call them at 303-761-6400 or go to XLRoofing.com.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday. White Fence Farm in Lakewood reminds drivers, when you take to the road during this back-to-school season and throughout the school year, remember to take along the three C's of safe driving. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, a little common sense. White Fence Farm at 6263 West Jewel Avenue in Lakewood is proud to sponsor this message. For everything in great family-style chicken dinners and family fun, including farm animals, children's playground, a country cottage, and horse-drawn carriage, visit White Fence Farm in Lakewood or call 303-935-5945.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 87. And I have with me David Sirota, no stranger to this program, one of the smartest guys I know. And also the executive director of the Progressive States Network, Joel Barkin, the second smartest guy I know, because I don't want to leave you out. And by the way, you know what? Just to tell both of you this, I'm doing Ed Schultz's show this afternoon between 1 and 4. You want to come back?
We would love to come back.
We could talk there. We could talk Lieberman. We could talk politics. We could talk Wake Up Walmart. We can talk whatever people want to talk about.
That's great. We would love to do it.
You know what else, too? You know what? I'm going to nail I got to nail you down for this, too. I got to get a promise on the air from you. I need you the day after the election.
My pleasure. I'm there.
I need you I need you for my Lieberman analyst, and I need you for my national analyst.
Lieberman, so all celebrate. I will be happy to be on the celebratory 2006 election show where the Democrats have taken back both houses of Congress. Joe Lieberman has been relegated to the political graveyard. I will be pleased to come on your show to celebrate.
All right, good. We have a definite commitment from David Sirota. All right, let me squeeze in one more call, and then if we have time, I want to get to the handbook issue and also about Walmart on the offense, about them fighting back. Here's Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I feel fortunate today because now I know three of the smartest people, you, Jay, Joel, and David. And David, I enjoy you on Al Franken show all the time. I just wanted to make this comment that I knew two brothers. They lived in different states, but close. One worked for Walmart, one worked for Costco. The Costco employee that worked for them, he made a decent wage, and since Costco does similar type work that Walmart does, they're in kind of the same business, He had health benefits. He had 401k plan. He made decent money. When they hired him, they didn't tell him to go down and try to get social services. Whereas the Walmart employee, that was the first thing when he got employment. They showed him how to apply for social services, and the state that he's in, I think it was in Montana. That's where you're from, David. It seems like they're driving that state into a situation where they want to pass legislation to make at least Walmart pay for the social services that their employees derive. So I'm glad you're doing something like that.
All right, let's see what David has to say. David?
Well, you're exactly right, and I think you raise a very important issue, and I go over this in my book, is the, you know, when you hear Walmart say, well, if we're forced to pay any better benefits or better health care, we're going to go out of business, it'd be terrible for our business, and, you know, we wouldn't be able to survive, et cetera, you know, crying and whining. Well, you go look at Costco, and you see that Costco pays its workers somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 an hour, provides health care. In fact, I think it's a third of its company is unionized. Its CEO has basically gone on record and says, I understand that if I pay my workers better, if I give them better benefits, they will be more loyal employees. And here's the best part about it. When you put up Costco's profit margins up against, I think it's the Sam's Club is the equivalent. It's the,
right,
the Walmart
right.
Club. Costco outpaces Sam's Club in terms of profit margins to its shareholders. So what you see here is that paying workers well and treating them well actually can also be better for a company's bottom line.
And Costco's CEO, I think, only makes he's limited his own compensation.
Right.
Whereas Walmart CEOs make almost 500 times the amount of the average employee as opposed to the CEO of Costco, who I think only makes about 20 times, or won't allow himself to make more than 20 times what the average employee makes. So you see a much more, you know, parity there as well.
All right, Kevin, thanks. Thanks for the call. All right, before we run out of time, Walmart on the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Let me give an example. I was just at the National Conference of State Legislators in Nashville, Tennessee. It's their annual conference that brings together legislators from all over the country. And Walmart literally was everywhere. They had booths. They had sponsored everything. And they know that they are under the gun here. And people are waking up to the fact that they are abusing the system that we live in, and they are being forced to come up with phony groups like Walmart for Working Families or Working Families for Walmart, because we've hurt them, and they're being forced to respond.
Yeah, and I think that politically they're very savvy. As I was telling you off the air, you know, some of the front groups that they've created are being led by prominent Democratic Party consultants. I believe the New York Times reported a couple months ago that it was President Clinton's, one of his media advisors, was heading up some of the Walmart response strategies, response to this, essentially a citizens uprising against Walmart's practices. So this is a company that's very slick. It's very, very well packaged. It understands how to get its tentacles into both political parties through campaign contributions, through media campaigns, through lobbying, through events like the National Conference of State Legislators. And this is a major fight. But I think what's very, very clear is the more progress we make against a company like Walmart, the more of this kind of hysterical response that we're going to see from the company. So, in other words, the louder the response from Walmart, the more success we know we're having.
And they're definitely creating all of these groups and definitely waging a publicity campaign. Part of it we were talking about off the air backfired on them when Andrew Young stuck his foot in his mouth and
made some racially and
disintegrated. I mean, that kind of went down the tubes, but they'll hire somebody to replace him.
Absolutely. And remember, this is an aggressive company. The city of Chicago a couple weeks ago passed an ordinance saying, essentially urging companies and trying to force them to pay a living wage by 2009. The moment the Chicago City Council passed that, Walmart deployed Andrew Young, one of its spokespeople for one of its front groups, to Chicago to disparage the Chicago City Council for trying to raise its city's wages. So this is a company that is very aggressive.
They literally have lobbyists in every state capital in America.
Hmm.
And in some cases, city council in America. So, I mean, they're always going to have an edge as far as financial competitiveness. But what we have is we have organization, we have grassroots, we have people, and that's, you know, we need to continue to use our advantage to the extent that we can.
All right, if people want to find out where you guys are going to be today, go to wakeupwalmart.com. If you want to participate in this, go to wakeupwalmart.com. I'm going to be doing the Ed Schultz show this afternoon. I'll have both of you guys back. We'll talk Lieberman. We'll talk Wake Up Walmart and a whole host of other things.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime, both of you. Thanks.
Okay.
Paul Waldman coming up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
If you want to lick your Doritos dust-covered fingers in public, go ahead. If you want to lick someone else's, proceed with caution. Lick the delicious nacho cheese morsels tentatively at first. You'll soon know whether they're enjoying this as much as you are. A willingness to lick a Doritos dust-covered finger that's not your own. That's snacking strong.
On the go but the tank is low? Stop in a Circle K now and pick up a bag of nacho cheese Doritos chips. Doritos. Snack strong.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people. People that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE. 877-592-4673.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Criminal Courts Building in downtown Los Angeles, where John Mark Carr is set to make his first court appearance since becoming a suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder. This will be an extradition hearing, and most expect Carr to waive extradition. That would clear the way for him to be sent to Boulder, Colorado. Carr originally wanted to act as his own attorney today, but now plans to have a public defender.
He would have preferred to do this on his own, and he doesn't understand what the big ruckus is about having an attorney, but he is prepared to go forward with an attorney this morning.
That's Jamie Harmon. She met with Carr yesterday. She represented Carr in a child pornography case in 2001. I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Criminal Courts Building in Los Angeles, now with more CBS News. Here's Nick Young.
Well, Iran's top nuclear negotiator says Tehran is ready to start serious talks over its nuclear program tomorrow. The declaration came after Iran handed over its response to a package of Western incentives aimed at blunting Tehran's ambitions. UN Ambassador John Bolton.
We will see whether they are now prepared to abide by their obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty convince the world that their intentions are, as they say they are, peaceful.
The Iranian response was hand-delivered today to envoys from six countries. Ukrainian officials don't believe any of the 170 passengers and crew aboard a Russian jetliner have survived a crash today. CBS's Bill Gasparini reports.
Rescue teams are now at the scene of the crash in southern Ukraine, where the plane went down after sending out a distress signal. Many bodies have been found at the site. Aviation officials in the region say the plane probably ran into strong turbulence. There have been many thunderstorms in the area over the past few days. The aircraft is a Tupolev 154, one of the most common in the Russian fleet.
In London, 11 suspects in the alleged plot to blow up jetliners are making their first court appearances. Four have been ordered to remain behind bars until their next hearing in early September. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker says investigators have been busy.
Police have already gathered an enormous amount of evidence. 400 computers, 200 mobile phones, and from those computers, they've harvested a staggering 6,000 gigabytes of data. Print all that out and you'd fill an eight-story building to the rest.
It's a report likely to spur fresh debate. Fourth graders in traditional public school classrooms scored better on both reading and math tests than students from charter schools. Report says the results could be tempered by factors other than the quality of the charter schools. A deal between California lawmakers and Governor Schwarzenegger is going to mean a boost in the minimum wage of $1.25 an hour over the next couple of years. President Pro Tem of the state Senate, Don Parada, says it's long overdue.
We have more workers now than ever that are making minimum wage, and it's barely above the federal poverty standard.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 29, the NASDAQ up 10. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Dean.
Yes, I lost my purse. Put the keys in my car.
Well, that's okay. We can get that unlocked for you. Can I get your PIN number?
Okay, it's 063.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
The reason why I need to get in my car is because I'm on my way to work.
Now, I have gone ahead and I've sent the signal out to your vehicle.
Okay.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
I have some good news. It just unlocked.
It did. So can I try?
Go ahead.
Oh, it's open.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Please. You just saved my job.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Have a great night.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. John Carr is scheduled for court in a half hour. He is expected to waive extradition in Los Angeles, which should open the door for him to move on to Boulder. Evidence still in question there. What about DNA? National forensic expert Dr. Michael Bodden.
It takes 2 or 3 days if you rush it, 3 or 4 days if you give it a priority. They should already know what John Carr's DNA is, and JonBenet Ramsey's DNA is not going to deteriorate because they have her pattern from 10 years ago.
Bodden says authorities, as he just mentioned, should already have a good idea if Carr really is telling the truth. Recovery crews have pulled a body from the South Platte River in Englewood. They've been looking for a man who was swimming with his 4-year-old son, his 9-year-old stepson, and a babysitter last night. The boys were struggling in the water when the dad pulled them out, but he lost his footing and disappeared. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you're just making your way out of Thornton, North Glen, new crash there southbound 25 at 84th Avenue, adding to your morning delays. Eastbound Federal still hung up out of Lakewood at Sheridan and the Boulder Turnpike Federal to Pecos. Conditions are starting to thin now along your 225 Aurora Drive and along I-70, either side of I-25. DIA security wait time, 5 minutes. Today, mostly sunny.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest market, place eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
My main man, Paul Waldman, and Paul Waldman also is just a prolific writer, and I'll let you name the title of your book yourself. I'll let you plug your own book on my show, Paul.
The book is called Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success.
There you go. And what? Talk about some of the other ventures you're involved in.
Well, I'm a senior fellow here at Media Matters for America, and I also write a column every other week for TomPaine.com, and I have a blog that I'm one of the writers for called The Gadflyer, which is at Gadflyer.com.
Yeah, which is great. I love it. Okay. I'm tempted to talk about some of these things, but things from Media Matters, because I'm on the mailing list. But I want to talk to you about something that I got into yesterday morning with people, and also I filled in for Ed Schultz yesterday, and I got into it a little bit with his listeners too about this. This idea that, you know, with all the JonBenet Ramsey news that is prevalent everywhere, and it's all over the media, and you know it's all over the media. To the exclusion of other stories, that number one, that this is some kind of a, you know, of a plot to push Iraq and other things off of the radar, and also the idea that is the media conservatively, corporately controlled, or is this the media and large media corporations doing what they think will get viewers, readers, and listeners? And basically, they're beholden to their shareholders.
Well, I think that there's no one simple, uncomplicated answer to that question. By and large, the big media companies are controlled by people who tend to be more conservative in their outlook, and that can have effects. But it's not really the case that, you know, Rupert Murdoch will pick up the phone and call a reporter at Fox News and say, this is what I want you to do a story about, or don't criticize the president. Every media company is a little bit different and the atmosphere is different. Someplace like Fox News, which really is an organ of the Republican Party, everybody knows what the expectations are there. If you're talking about companies where they have more of a commitment to journalism, it's a little more complicated story. And yes, they're always interested in what's going to get them bigger ratings or a bigger readership, and that is a consequence of that corporate control. Now, that doesn't mean that they're setting out to have an ideological agenda necessarily, but that does have lots of detrimental effects on journalism. You know, it wasn't always the case. One of the things that happened in the 1980s was that all the three networks, for instance, were taken over by large media companies that had very diversified holdings and where there was a lot of pressure to improve ratings and maximize profits. And so when something like the latest twist in the JonBenet case comes along, I think that there is a belief there that, well, everyone else is talking about it and this is sensational and it'll get us viewers if we do 30 seconds on what's happening in Iraq and 10 minutes on what's happening with JonBenet. That doesn't mean that the people who make those decisions in the news department are saying, well, this will be good for Bush, so we're going to focus on JonBenet. I don't think that's that level of thought, but the effect may end up being the same, that it does distract attention. But they're doing what they think is going to get them ratings.
So in the end, they're beholden to their shareholders, and they're beholden to the bottom line, and so that's what they're absolutely going to do. And so that's the goal they're chasing. They're not chasing the goal of trying to put an agenda forward, like cloud out the coverage of Iraq or Iran or, you know, or the economy by doing, you know, JonBenet overtime. I mean, they're doing it because they think that that's what people want to hear, read, and see. So they want to draw people, and they figure that that's the way to draw them, correct?
Right, and I think that different people at different levels of those very large companies have different kinds of incentives and different pressures on them. And, you know, the person who's the news director for NBC may be much more attuned to those shareholder pressures, and then he or she then puts that pressure on the people below them, and they may be interested in doing what they perceive as good journalism, but it's subject to those pressures from their bosses. But they also have other considerations. You know, one of the things that we often criticize is the kind of beltway mindset that affects so much of the reporting coming out of Washington. And that isn't necessarily driven by a desire on reporters' parts to say, well, we're just going to support Republicans because that's what we want to do and that's the agenda that we favor. But there are a lot of things within that beltway mindset that end up benefiting Republicans. So it has the same effect, even if the individuals who are carrying it out are not necessarily trying to, get more tax cuts for the wealthy or whatever a particular substantive issue is. There are a lot of things about the way that people inside the Beltway tend to think that end up benefiting the conservative agenda, even if that's not their kind of explicit intent, that's not what's foremost in their minds. So, these are all very complex questions, and there are a lot of different people involved with different sorts of pressures and incentives. And I think it's easy sometimes to say, to sort of chalk it up to something that sounds a little bit like a conspiracy theory or to look for that one magic solution that really explains everything, but that's really seldom the case.
All right, now let's move on to the individual anchors and reporters part of this. And I notice that you guys, for instance, Catch Wolf Blitzer, seems to be on a semi-regular basis. Here's one. Blitzer left unchallenged Bennett's claim, I believe this was yesterday, that UK terrorist arrests helped the president. Now, did Wolf Blitzer, did he not challenge that because he accepts Bennett's conventional wisdom and he thinks with conventional wisdom, or because he's conservative himself and has an agenda, so he lets that stand?
Well, this is a good example. I have no idea what Wolf Blitzer's own personal political leanings are. He's certainly never going to talk about them on the air. And frankly, it doesn't really much matter if this is what ends up happening. But you have, first of all, just to take a step back, you have the fact that CNN hired someone like William Bennett to be an on-air personality, and there's nobody, there's no liberal counterpart to William Bennett, as far as I know, on CNN. So he comes on there to give his analysis, which is always going to be very conservative. And when he says something like, "Oh, the terrorists in the UK, they helped the president," that fits very neatly into that Beltway conventional wisdom, which is that any time we have any discussion of national security or terrorism, it must help Republicans. And the people who, like Wolf Blitzer, who repeat that, they're not doing it because they think that they want to help Bush. That's just part of the way they think. They've been repeating that for so long, it's become part of that conventional wisdom that, oh, of course, if there's a terrorism-related event, it must just help the president. Well, the fact is that, as we've seen, there have been lots of polls that have been taken since then, and it doesn't really look like it has helped the president. He hasn't gotten much of a bump out of the fact that there were some terrorism arrests. And there's something else going on, which is that for the first time in years, when you ask the public who they trust more on the issue of terrorism and national security, the two parties are just about even. Now, it's very hard for a lot of people within the Beltway to accept that because it's been part of their thinking for so long that Republicans are the ones with the advantage on national security. And for a long time, they were. I mean, if you look back, say, to 2002, the last midterm elections, Republicans led on that question by around 30 points. And now the two parties are even, which, frankly, is something that has a Republican strategist extremely nervous. But unless you put that right in front of the faces of people like Wolf Blitzer, they're not going to realize it because part of their thinking is, Republicans just have the advantage on national security, and if we're talking about terrorism, that must be good for them. But that's not necessarily the case.
So they don't do the research. They don't bother to read. They don't look at the polls. They just come in and repeat conventional wisdom. So if something becomes conventional wisdom, then what ends up happening is that the media, minus Fox, I'm not including Fox in this, but what ends up happening is the media then becomes one gigantic conventional wisdom echo chamber, and so that's what you end up getting.
Absolutely. And, it's those kinds of people like who are on those cable networks and the nationally known print reporters, they live in a very kind of insular world. Within the Beltway, they spend a lot of time talking to other reporters. That's one of the ways that the conventional wisdom gets propagated, is that, who do reporters spend their time with? They talk with other reporters. And so they tend to think alike. You get a sort of groupthink. They're very wedded to what other people are saying. It's very risky for them to step outside that conventional wisdom. It's much easier to go along with the herd. And so you get those things repeated, not because there's necessarily an ideological agenda, but just because that's the way everyone thinks and they haven't thought outside that box.
It's frustrating to see that go on. I mean, for weeks, it seemed like they kept painting CNN, MSNBC, and like I said, I don't watch Fox, so I don't know, ABC, the NBC, CBS, they kept painting Ned Lamont as being like this fringe candidate, when in reality, the position he's taking reflects the majority of Americans in polls released about the war in Iraq.
Right, and that's an idea that took a long time to penetrate that conventional wisdom and to get reporters to realize it, that the notion that you should that we should get out of Iraq is not a fringe idea. And you know, there's another thing, a related idea that we've heard reporters repeat, that people who want a deadline for withdrawal, that's some sort of fringe opinion. And when we've seen reporters repeat that, we think it's probably just because that they just assume it. They haven't actually seen the numbers, and the numbers say that, in fact, a majority of Americans would like to see a deadline for withdrawal of Iraq. Now, maybe that's wrong, and maybe it's right, but it is, in fact, the majority of opinion. That's what most Americans want. And so the idea that Ned Lamont is some kind of crazy radical was just silly, but they got locked into a storyline with that Connecticut race, that the reasonable, moderate Joe Lieberman, who's someone who's very popular in Washington, was being opposed by crazy, wide-eyed leftists. And, you know, this nutty blogosphere that most of them are not really familiar with anyway. And so if he was getting support from those people, then he must have radical ideas. And therefore, if it was all about the war, then his ideas on the war must be radical, too. But his ideas on the war and the ideas of most Democrats, frankly, are firmly within the mainstream. It's the Republicans who have a minority view when it comes to Iraq.
All right, here's another one. CNN's Elaine Quijano. Uncritically reported dubious Bush statement suggesting a link between UK terror plot and warrantless wiretaps. All right, why did she uncritically do that? Now, you obviously can't look into her head, but there's another example of where, you know, there's no challenge to any of it. It just is, it's conventional wisdom, right? So it's spewed out.
Right, and I think it wasn't just Bush, but a lot of Republicans were repeating this too, people like Dennis Hastert, the Speaker of the House, that the arrest in Britain show how necessary it is for us to have the warrantless wiretap program. That kind of thing gets repeated, and I think very seldom do reporters stop and say, well, hold on a second, is this true? And if I'm going to quote the president or the Speaker of the House or whoever it is saying this, do I have an obligation to say there's no evidence that there's any connection at all? Because the fact is, you know, we don't know all the facts about what kind of coordination the American government and the British government did over this, over these arrests, but it doesn't look as though there was any connection at all to the warrantless wiretap program. This was a locally grown plot with perhaps some connections in Pakistan, but there doesn't look like there was any coordination in the United States, and so there wasn't really any reason for the American government to be wiretapping people without warrants, as they've been doing. And in fact, there have been some media reports that the government did actually get some warrants to do some wiretapping of people that in America they thought might be connected, but they got warrants for those. And the heart of this program is the question of whether or not the government should follow the law and get the appropriate warrants before they start wiretapping. And so when Bush and Hastert and all these people just come out and say, oh, well, you know, this just shows how important it is that we be able to continue this program of warrantless wiretapping, I think that a lot of times reporters just don't stop, take a step back, and say, well, hold on a second, is this true? Is there any evidence for this whatsoever? And if I'm going to include that quote in my story, don't I have an obligation to make that statement, to say there isn't any evidence that the warrantless program has any connection to this whatsoever? But I think that all too often, you know, and reporters are under a lot of time pressures, they have to do things quickly, but we don't see it often enough that they take the statements of public officials, don't take them at face value, and say, well, I'm going to investigate whether it's true, and I'm going to explain whether it's true to my readers, because ultimately that's where my obligation lies.
All right, one last critical question. Why is it that they do not take what Democrats say, and why don't they repeat that as conventional wisdom? And why is it that Democrats seem to have such a hard time penetrating the conventional wisdom shield and getting the message out there?
Well, there are a number of reasons for that. First of all, Republicans tend to do a much better job of putting forward a unified message. When they have a message, everyone on their side gets on board, whether it's the White House, members of Congress, people in the Republican conservative talk radio hosts. They all are going to repeat the same thing over and over and over and over again. And that sort of penetrates people's heads to the point where it just becomes how we think and talk about what the issue is. Democrats are not as good at having that unified message. You tend to hear 10 different messages coming from the mouths of Democrats. And that's a hindrance. The other problem is that right now the Republicans are the ones in power, the press tends to just inherently look on what they say with more seriousness. That they're the ones in power, so what they say tends to matter, and they tend to dismiss a lot of Democrats as being sort of incidental to what's really happening in Washington. And I think that has a big effect, although, strangely enough, that doesn't seem to happen as much when the Democrats are in power. We talked a few months ago about a report that we did on the Sunday shows,
right,
where we showed that there were just a lot more Republicans who were getting on Meet the Press and Face the Nation. And the answer that we got when we talked to the producers of those shows is, well, you know, they're the ones in power, so they matter more. I think that attitude really is prevalent, that the Republicans matter in a way that Democrats don't. There are a number of different reasons like that. It'll be interesting to see if the Democrats take control of Congress after November, if things really do change. That's something that we at Media Matters are going to be watching closely.
All right, Paul. Once again, fascinating as always. Glad to have you on the program, and look forward to talking to you again. And I urge everybody to go to Media Matters for America. Go to MediaMatters.org and sign up and get these emails, because they are critical to understanding the media. Paul, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you. All right, that's Paul Waldman. All right, it's open phones now at 303-713-7600. You want to react to what Paul Waldman just had to say about the media? You want to talk about something else? You want to get into anything we've talked about this morning? By the way, this entire show and every show is available on podcast at am760.net. So if you miss...
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
She's doing their bidding instead of protecting our rights. Dennis issued a ruling that snuffs out the right to political speech and public action for people just like you. Arrogant, arbitrary, unaccountable. That's the Dennis decision. And it's as terrible as it sounds. Hear that? That's the sound of Coloradans demanding action. Gigi Dennis has transformed the Secretary of State's office from guardian of our voting rights into a partisan snake pit. She should reverse her decision and apologize to us all. We can't wait to hear that.
Paid for by Clear Peak, Colorado.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Time.
Good morning. It's 9:27, 27 minutes after 9. High today, 87. Mostly sunny skies. And it's open phone, 303-713-7600. And it's anything you want to talk about. Doesn't make any difference. And Iran now says that they want to engage in serious nuclear negotiations. So we'll see what that's all about. We'll see what they have to say about that, and we'll see exactly where that goes. All right, let's go to Marge in Red Feathers Lake. Marge, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
You had a call yesterday about the weekend fundraiser for Angie Pacioni at Crystal Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're always saying if you don't like what's happening, get off your half moons and do something about it. So the Mountain Democrats did, and I'd like to tell you who we are.
Oh, okay. Sure. Go ahead.
We live from Livermore up to Glacier View, Red Feather Lakes, Crystal Lakes, and some other communities around. And there are more registered Republicans and Democrats in our precincts, but we Dems are strong and active, and we all worked hard on our grassroots fundraiser. The final tally's not in yet, but we were able to put over $9,000 into Angie's campaign.
That's great. That's wonderful. That's really awe-inspiring. That's really good.
Yeah, and what I'd like to say is there, anybody who can should put on a fundraiser, attend one, do whatever you can. And we had all kinds of people. We had Republicans ready for a change. We had a woman driving down the road. She saw our signs, came in, wrote a check. Had little kids. Alex and Matt had great questions and comments, and Angie responded to them just like everybody else. And there was a little girl, Claire, who ran around later on bringing food to people, and she said, how about you guys give me some tips, and I'll give Angie the money, and she got $31. So we would just like to tell everybody, do what you can, put that money in there, and that's how we'll make a change in November.
Yep, you know what? I agree with you 100%. 100% I agree with you. You know what? I mean, good for you. Good for you guys. And you know what? Here's the thing. And I was talking about this with, we were talking about it. David Sirota was talking about it. And this whole idea that, you know what? Democrats should, we should run and be competitive every place around the United States. And it doesn't make any difference where it is, because we should force the Republicans to spend money, even in the areas that they don't want to have to spend money on. And that's part of the thing of having everybody run and having a candidate in every congressional district. And I believe that Angie Pacioni is going to beat Marilyn Musgrave.
I believe she will, too. And it's the grassroots effort, not just here but all over the country, that will make the change in November.
Yep. You know what? I agree 100%. That's what it's all about. Hey, Marge, thanks. Appreciate
okay.
you calling.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, you got it.
Bye.
All right, we've got four open lines at 303-713-7600. It's 9:30. And we go to a woman who I've barely said anything to all morning. But, you know, that's because I told you yesterday morning, Gina, that, you know, talking to me and having a two-way conversation with me is a kiss of death in this business. You'll find yourself doing traffic at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, everybody who comes on this program and does traffic with me gets deported out of here.
Don't say that.
No, it's true.
Will not happen, Jay.
First there was Amelia Earhart. And then she got bounced. No, I'm sorry. First it was Bailey, and then Bailey got bounced. Then it was Amelia Earhart, and Amelia Earhart got bounced. Then it was Aaron O'Neill, and Aaron O'Neill got bounced. And now it's you. And if I get you too involved in the program, and you get too attached to what's going on, and you get too identified with this show in the morning, the next thing will happen, it'll be you.
Well, see, you're just a stepping stone to bigger opportunities.
Is that what I am?
Yes.
I'm a doormat to to better gigs. Okay, well, you know, hey, so, you know, sign on with that guy Jay Marvin because you know you'll catapult into a better job. Well, you know what? You know what? That's okay. If I can help you get a better job, it's okay with me.
No, I'm here with you for the long haul, as far as I'm concerned.
That's what they all say. And it doesn't turn out to be that way. But anyway, T-Rex is supposed to be done.
Yes.
The ribbon cutting is what, in about 30 minutes?
Yes, that's correct, at the Downing ramp. That's where they're going to have it. So that's the one you want to avoid so you don't hit the mayor.
Oh, you mean Bill Owens isn't going to be there? Governor's not going to be there?
I think actually the mayor maybe and the governor.
Oh, okay. I don't know if the governor was back from Jordan yet or not. Anyway, so this is it. So from now on, for people who drive 25, there's no more construction.
No more. It's gone as of today.
It's done, except for the light rail, which needs to still be tested.
Yes. Yes, they're still working on that. I think that'll be November when they get that up and running.
Okay. How about the rest of the traffic this morning?
Well, actually, it looks really great. We're rounding out the ride. Not a lot to get in the way. We've got a couple of minor delays due to wrecks. Transition ramp from Mississippi to northbound 225 and southbound 25 at 84th in Thornton. Don't have a lane on that, but I know we've got at least one block. Just be prepared for the delays there. Highway 36 still a little sluggish into the metro. And remember, on the T-Rex, all ramps, including the northbound 25 off-ramp to Downing and Emerson, and the ramp from southbound 25 to Washington are going to reopen again for good. It comes to an end today after 5 long years, so enjoy it. Weather today, mostly sunny, warm, and breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm in the foothills and a high of 91. Currently it's 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out what it means to live remarkably. Come to Anthem Colorado at Broomfield's grand opening featuring free entertainment and activities.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret. Developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
That's what they're all about, because they know that word of mouth is a very, very strong advertiser, and that you'll walk away, whether you buy a car or you don't buy a car, and you'll say, hey, those people really treated me nice. They're really good, hardworking folks, and they are. They've got their matching down incentive going on, and they've got a huge selection, over 500 vehicles on the lot. Everything that you can possibly think of or want, they've got. It takes a golf cart to get around that thing. Good walking exercise doing it, and they've got great people working there. Over 100 people who really, really, really go to bat for you, and they really work hard. With them, cars and making people happy and getting people good deals is a passion. It's not just some place they go and hang out for 8 or 9 or 10 hours. That's not what they're about. I just can't say enough about them. Go out there and see my friends, the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv. Go see Jim Monroe. Go see Spanky Herrera. Go see Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard. Just any of the folks out there will go the extra mile to make sure that you're happy. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but you know what? If you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. You can also check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com, see the inventory, and pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. It's all right there. Rockies Autos, great people, good place to do business, Mary and I have been repeat customers, and you will too. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
This is Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 9:37, 37 minutes after 9. High today, 87, mostly sunny skies, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. I'll be back in this afternoon for Ed Schultz between 1 and 4, and we'll have David Sirota. We'll have David Sirota and also Joel Barkin back again, not only to talk to the national audience about Wake Up Walmart, but also about the Lieberman contest and about various other things politically going on. And somebody yesterday, on the I mentioned this in the Schultz show yesterday, and we've talked about this before. Somebody called up, kind of got a couple of calls about this, that there was an article, and it's on CNN's website again this morning, but there was an article yesterday about the last holdovers as far as iTunes go, and that the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and a couple of other groups are not even, you know, have no tunes that you can download on iTunes. And now I find out that, like, I'm in the minority, that I got all these emails from people, and John Turk says the same thing, John who produces this show, that they routinely download stuff off iTunes, and you know what? I have an iPod, but I never download anything, and I've never tried to download anything, and there's something about downloading music, as I was saying yesterday during Schultz's show, there's something about having the CD in your hand that, you know, seems to make a difference to me. And I love, I'm always looking for new music to buy, and I love buying CDs, not to the point where I'm addicted, of course, but you know, if there's something good out there, I mean, I go out there and get it. But I just have never, downloaded music before. And you know, the thing I'm always scared about is what happens if the file evaporates? Then you're out, and you got to pay like what, 99 cents again to go back and get it. And it's, there's no cover art, and you can't, I don't know. It's just the idea of it. Anyway. Here's the big buzz around the radio stations. The big buzz around the radio stations, and I thought I'd throw this out, considering that it's open phones, and you can comment on this if you want to, that John Michael Carr is having an extradition hearing, and that some of the networks in the building are going to carry live audio of him speaking. Now, do you think we should carry that? Do you want to hear that? And we found a really, really, really creepy, I mean a creepy, creepy tape, a creepy soundbite of audio who is this, audio? Is this this woman or is this John Michael Carr speaking?
This is John Michael Carr speaking. It's some, and I'm not real familiar with the story, so forgive me if I botch this. But the general gist of it is this woman from Petaluma, California, had been in contact with John Michael Carr via phone for several months, and in some connection with some other murder that he might have been involved in. And they were talking, and JonBenet Ramsey came up, and I guess she had told investigators she's been in contact with this weird guy. I don't know how she knows him or what the story is. Maybe one of our callers can enlighten us. I've kind of stayed away from this whole story.
Yeah, me too.
But she was told by investigators to tape their phone calls, and this is one of their taped phone calls. You want to check it out?
Yeah, listen to this.
How would that person apologize for such an atrocity? Would that person say, you know, I strangled your daughter, and it was so accidental, and I was so afraid?
Doesn't that make you want to run and hide? No, I don't want to hear any more. John, Coase, we have another one. You know what? I don't want to. And somehow I've gotten distracted onto this story every morning this week so far. I mean, I did it yesterday morning between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, and now all of a sudden I'm into it again. But, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm in the minority in that, you know what? I don't really care what the guy says. And you could make a good case. You could take me to task. You could send me an email. You could call up and you could say, gee, Jay, for somebody who doesn't, you know, really care, what do you keep bringing it up for? And you know what? You're absolutely right. I shouldn't be talking about it. I shouldn't be going down this road, getting into this territory, doing anything about this at all. So I apologize for even bringing it up. I apologize for even going down this road. I apologize. I apologize a million times over. I apologize. I do. I apologize. I'm sorry. I need to leave it alone. And I'm like John Turk. I mean, I'm not, you know, Oberman last night, which I watch religiously, Keith Oberman. I love him. But Keith Oberman last night, he wasn't there. The show's not as good when Oberman's not there. As a matter of fact, it sucks when Oberman's not there. And whoever was sitting in for Oberman, I don't know the guy's name, but it was all like JonBenet Ramsey. It was all like, you know, John Michael Carr for like the first 10 minutes. You know what I finally did? I finally, because I was so tired after doing this show and doing Ed Schultz's show, I finally just said to Mary, you know what, I've had enough. I'm going to sleep. So I was in bed last night at 6:15. 9:43, it's...
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
At Canning, it remains closed for pavement damage repair following an earlier rock slide. The rest of the metro area is still in pretty good shape. Keep in mind, Colorado kicks off National DUI Awareness Week with an increase in DUI law enforcement statewide all the way until Labor Day, September the 4th. They're very serious. They're out looking for drunk drivers. I'm Steve Lewis, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance will provide you with a free auto, home, or life insurance.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
900-3213.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
What the hell is this? Oh, it's Grateful Dead. I didn't even recognize this. 9:47, 47 minutes past the hour. High today, 87. Open phones underway under mostly sunny skies. 303-713-7600. Is this show almost over with? Seems like I've been sitting in this chair forever. And I still got, we got 3 more hours to go in this? All right, let me get on the phones here. We got a Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the split shift world.
Yeah, you got it, pal. At least for today only, though.
You and every server in America.
There you go.
The I had this discussion with John briefly and wasn't able to stay on long enough yesterday morning. But you know, as regards to this whole JonBenet thing or whatever, and I don't want to get into the details of that because my eyes just glaze over. But I think the larger issue is news value or the choices made of news and the commodification of news. These stories are cheap to cover, Jay.
Yeah, they are. You're right about that.
I mean, you know, it's a hell of a lot more expensive. Now all the news organizations are already invested in Iraq and Lebanon. But it's so much cheaper to go 24/7 on JonBenet Ramsey, on Natalie Hollowell, on the pregnant woman who was killed by her husband in California. I don't even remember her name. On Monica Lewinsky's stained black dress or blue dress. Those stories are so much cheaper. And since news became just another profit item on the ledger about 20 years ago to broadcasting companies, I mean, when you and I were growing up, news was a lost leader. William Paley never made money on news.
Yeah, news was considered to be public service.
Public service. It was a lost leader. There were probably tax advantages involved. But at some point within the last 20 years or so, news became just another profitable commodity. And if you can do it cheaper and bring more eyeballs to the sets. I mean, I don't just blame the news organizations. I blame my fellow citizens for getting sucked into this stuff.
Well, the public has, you know, largely remained silent while all of these changes have occurred, and they have accepted them and they've gone along with them. And then they turn around and, you know, at some point, not all of them, but some of them turn around at some point and say, well, wait a minute, what have we wrought here? I mean, what's happened? And basically what's happened is most of us have either ignored those changes, or through the way the system is set up, we were powerless to do anything about it, or we never raised our voices. And so then what ends up happening is this is what you get. I mean, you get so-called serious news shows and what is supposed to be serious news networks, and they're all over this stuff. I mean, they're chasing it 24/7.
Absolutely. The viewers are completely complicit in this. CNN used to be a magnificent news organization. The worst thing that ever happened to CNN, I believe, was the first Gulf War, because that taught them that they could go 24/7 on one story and bring a lot of eyeballs in. And then O.J. happened, and forget serious news for 24 hours. They were doing O.J. Simpson 24/7 for months on end.
Yeah, I'm really irritated at them because I can't watch Fox, because Fox is fiction, and MSNBC doesn't do enough.
No, they
don't. So that leaves you with CNN, and then CNN is like...
They've been Foxified. They don't have the slant that Fox has, but they've picked up on so much of the production value and the overhyping and the happy talk among the anchors. It's like watching a bad local news show.
And the people that they do have that are good, they don't utilize them. They utilize all, it seems to me, like all the wrong people.
Well, and the people that they used to have, I mean, Bernard Shaw was great. Judy Woodruff did good work. They're all gone now. Now you have, I mean, they did a thing on Sunday night. I mean, when I was growing up and when you were growing up, you could call the local FM station and request a song. If you do that now, they treat you like you're a leper, because everything's so programmed. But on CNN, on Sunday night, they have this thing called Choose the News. Send us an email. So I sent them an email asking them, please stop with the JonBenet stuff. We're a nation at war. We're in an election season. Cover things that matter. And I didn't watch the show later on. I just thought I'd throw in my 2 cents. But, I mean, I can't for the life of me ever remember a news program asking me for a request.
Yeah.
And the next is going to be, I mean, right now, a friend of mine and I were talking Sunday morning. He said this JonBenet thing's like a rerun because they have all this tape in the vault. I've seen the Christmas ornaments on the lawn I don't know how many times.
Oh, that's
week.
That's another thing, too, the visuals of keep showing the same stock footage over and over and over
the
again.
The investigators taking the bags of evidence out, and it's a mess. So, anyway, those are my 2 cents worth. I don't think that you and I probably solved the issue, because I doubt anybody was listening.
Well, you know what?
Matters.
You know what? We won't solve the issue, and the issue is not going to get solved until the American public demands better.
Well, all I can do is vote with my eyeballs and my pocketbook, and, you know, I find myself going to foreign news sources more and more. Since the joint operating agreement here in Denver, to take another left turn, the Post and the News are terrible papers anymore. I mean, they don't compete against one another in the newsrooms. They're just weak. News Westward does a lot better investigative work, and so does the Boulder Weekly. But you know, you have to go. I find myself listening and watching the BBC a lot more, especially when I want to find out about Iraq.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I am with you 100% on what you're saying.
I speak German, so I find myself looking at German papers and magazines. The Guardian of London, you can get the London Times online. You can find, you know, with the Internet, it's great because so many of these news outlets are available online. You can listen to the BBC online.
Yeah, that's where
you can listen to you guys.
That's where I find myself going to. Same thing. Ken, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Okay. Yeah, I find myself going more and more to the Internet. Here's Marta in Denver. Marta, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, I was just wondering if you've had a chance to read the Rocky Mountain News today.
No, because when I looked at it this morning, it was JonBenet, and I blew it off.
Okay, page 16A and 617A has a two-page story on coming through the NAFTA superhighway.
Oh, yeah, that story's been out for a long time.
Well, but then we need to do something to try to stop it. And it needs to be talked about instead of, like, what your first caller was saying, the one before me, that we're talking about the same thing that really isn't interesting or worth anything to the public. So why
is
that?
Well, I think what he was saying about the news media, though, has a lot of validity and is worth discussing.
Well, that's true, but what are we doing about this superhighway?
Well, what are you doing about it?
I'm calling you.
Well, how's that going to change anything?
you can point fingers
at other people, but what about yourself? What are you doing about to change the situation?
I didn't know a thing about it until today, and that's why I'm calling, so you can tell other people about it. And so then I now have the story, and I have an Internet site, so I will try to do something about it.
All right, well, when you do, call me back and let me know what you do.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I saw that JonBenet coverage on there and just thought, man, I am not going to go through this, and I am not going to wade through this and look at it again. Here's John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
What do Lacey Peterson, JonBenet Ramsey, and Natalie Holloway have in common?
They're all white females.
And upper middle class and pretty.
Or in JonBenet's case, upper middle class.
Right. Would we be paying any attention at all if they were of a lower socioeconomic class, and they were not white and pretty?
No.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
You would get it locally. You would get it locally in the community that you live in, like Erin A. Thompson. You would get it locally in the community that you live in, but you would not know if something happened here in Denver or happened in Boulder or happened in Colorado Springs or whatever. You would not know about it if you were sitting in Atlanta, Georgia.
Exactly.
They would get no national coverage.
Either the death of a person is important or it's not. And if it's not, let's move on. If it is, then let's give due attention to everyone who's the victim of violent crime.
Yeah. You know what? I've brought this up on the air before, and I agree with you 100,000% here on this. And I wish? I wish the story would go away.
I do, too.
Because on one hand, I feel like I don't want to do it, and I don't want to talk about it, and I shouldn't have even brought it up this hour. And then on the other hand, am I ignoring like the big story of the day by not doing it? And I did a whole hour on this yesterday morning between 6 and 7 about being caught in this trap. And you are caught in this trap because if you sit and don't do it, then there's ramifications for not doing it because it's on everybody's mind. But then if you do too much of it,
it disgusts people. They want to change channel.
Yeah, and then on top of that too, man, is then you got to live with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, my idea of doing a good radio show is not reporting here at 4:30 in the morning and digging out all the latest JonBenet information to sit on the air for 4 hours about JonBenet Ramsey. You know, I mean, I just don't want to do it. But you're right. You're right about what you say. That race plays a lot in this, and I'd really like to have a discussion about what our obsession is with middle and upper middle class, good-looking, white females, as opposed to African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and others.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
524-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk. The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined.